News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The last living American hostage held in Gaza, Eden Alexander, will be released by Hamas.
The announcement follows direct talks between Hamas and the U.S. administration in recent days in Qatar and comes ahead of a visit by President Trump to the region, which starts on Tuesday. Hamas said it was ready to negotiate a final deal for the end of the war in Gaza, a condition that has been repeatedly rejected by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
That report from the BBC. U.S. and Chinese officials say they have reached a deal to roll back most of their recent tariffs and call a 90-day pause so they can keep talking to resolve their trade disputes. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said the U.S. has agreed to drop its 145% tariff rate on Chinese goods down to 30%. Ukrainian President Zelensky has challenged Russian President Putin to meet him personally in Turkey this Thursday. It's the latest move in a weekend-long exchange of proposals from both sides. On ABC's This Week, Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Putin is open for peace negotiations without any preconditions.
We thought that President Trump was going to use his enormous influence over Ukraine to get Ukraine closer to the idea of negotiations. Ukraine is trying to escape from negotiations.
Last week, President Trump said he was unhappy with the pace of efforts to resolve the Russia-Ukraine war. House Republicans have unveiled details of their legislative package nicknamed the Big Beautiful Bill. It includes at least $880 billion in cuts largely to Medicaid to pay for tax breaks. More at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good Monday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And good morning. The interstate lanes open. The Beltway already with a little bit of a brake light activity area. I-70 down through Frederick Road. Typical there. That's going to back up in the next 20 minutes or so back towards 795. Both the tunnels are open, ready to go. We've seen some heavy traffic. But, again, the normal delay here on the BW Parkway coming up from Powder Mill Road, coming south from Arundel Mills. Nothing out of the ordinary there. Heads up in the city. There's an injury accident, Howard Street at 25th. There's been a road closure with a wreck in Howard County. Frederick Road, which is Route 144, is closed in the area at Route 94. And now the detour through there would be to move up onto I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got rain on the way, but today only a slight chance of an afternoon shower. 81 the high today. Cloudy with showers tomorrow, 72. Showers and some thunderstorms Wednesday, 75 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now it's already 79 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. No, heavens, I can't pop up. That's the forecast for the day, folks. Currently, the temperature at Pikesville is 54 degrees, heading up to the high 70s. Aberdeen has 55. Downtown Baltimore is 58. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and here is the news. Howard County Police have identified the woman who was killed in a multi-vehicle crash involving a stolen car. The Friday afternoon accident happened on Guilford Road in Jessup, where the suspects crossed the double yellow line, sideswiped two vehicles, and crashed head-on into into a car driven by 69-year-old Bonnie Griffith. The suspects bailed out of the stolen vehicle, and while three escaped, the fourth was injured, taken to shock trauma. Griffith was taken to Howard County General, where she died. Investigation is ongoing. Charges have yet to be filed. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is reacting to last week's arrest of Newark, New Jersey Mayor Ross Baraka. Mayor Scott says the shocking arrest outside a private immigration detention facility is a blatant attempt to intimidate those willing to stand up for their communities against the unjust and potentially illegal actions of the Trump administration. Baltimore City Police are investigating the weekend shootings that left two dead and one injured. On Sunday morning, a 23-year-old woman with gunshot wounds was found inside a vehicle, the 4100 block of Mount Woods Road. The victim was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. And the Maryland State Highway Administration is starting a $378,000 pavement patching project on the JFX that's expected to last until June. Drivers can expect temporary overnight lane closures between the bridge over the light rail tracks near Baltimore City County Line and the I-83 bridge over Old Pimlico Road. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 743, pick 4, 7174. And next, it's Down on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oh, Monday morning. It was fun in the sun for the birds yesterday, wasn't it, in Southern California?
Two outs, and here's Gunnar Henderson, who has a double and a run scored.
Henderson way up in the air, deep to right field. It was hit very high, and it's gone! Oh, my goodness, a moon ball!
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Henderson's fifth of the year, capped a four-run sixth, and Zach Eflin returned with five innings of two-run ball as Baltimore takes two of three from the last-place Angels. 7-3 was the final. After the game, a hopeful Brandon Hyde.
I thought our bats were really good in the middle part of the game, and we got swung the bat pretty well against a left-handed starter. So, got to start somewhere.
In fact, the Birds beat a lefty for only the third time all year. NBA playoffs yesterday, OKC with a 92-87 win over the Nuggets. Tie that series at two. The Pacers ride an 80-point first half on their way to a 129-109 win over the Cavaliers. Shockingly lead that series 3-1. Speaking of shocking, how about in the NHL? Stars over the Jets, 5-2. Lead that series 3-1. And the Panthers blank the Leafs 2-0. Series tied at two. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps on the ropes tonight in Carolina. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top of of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is Monday, May 12, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Hope we had a great Mother's Day yesterday. But our top stories for you this hour, Juvie steal a car in Prince George's County and cause a fatal crash, taking the life of a Howard County woman. We'll discuss all about that this morning. AOC lies about the ICE detention facility. ICE insurrection in Newark, New Jersey, where a bunch of Democrats, three Democrat Congress people, representatives, along with the mayor of Newark, his name is Ross Baraka, decided to launch a political stunt to try it again, resist. And after all, it's all about Democrats releasing killers into our community, because that's what they're for, by the way. So finally, they stormed the ICE detention facility. They did not have permission. This was not a congressional oversight junket, as they claim. And after refusing to comply, the mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka, who, by the way, is running for governor.
I wonder if that impacts his decision.
A little bit of a coincidence, yeah. Especially with all the pre-printed signs that I saw that showed up at this, you know, congressional oversight junket. Here's Ross Baraka at the event whining about due process.
We ask them to obey our laws, to obey the policies and rules here in the city and the state of New Jersey, not to run roughshod over the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, the 4th, the 5th, the 14th Amendment, that everybody on this soil deserves due process.
Of course, due process is what Chris Van Hollow, many other Democrats have been crying about. Due process for criminals entirely different than for due process for illegal aliens in the country. And again, Alina Haba, who just happens to be the U.S. attorney for New Jersey, says she's not going to stand for this.
This shouldn't happen in this country. It's not going to happen in New Jersey. I'm not going to stand for it. You're allowed to protest peacefully. You are not allowed to be violent. You are not allowed to break laws.
Speaking of violence, one of the members of Congress, LaMonica McIver, actually was seen hitting a female ICE agent and performing a body slam on another one, getting in their face. She says, "I'll touch whoever I want, MF-er," to the federal officer.
Yeah, and then she denied it.
Of course, they brought the receipts and released the body cam videos. Here is Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin.
We will continue. If you assault a law enforcement officer, we will also make sure you answer to justice. So I think that arrests are still on the table for this. This is an ongoing investigation.
Anybody that, again, remember the insurrection? This was an ICE insurrection. We'll see if the same rules apply to those that would assault federal officers. And when you push an officer or when you body slam an officer,
man,
that is an assault, and you should be charged with that, just like anybody who assaulted an officer on January 6th was charged with that. We'll see if the charges are coming from the Pam Bondi Justice Department, and we'll see what happens to LaMonica McIver. You've seen her.
Yeah.
And we'll get more on this here in just a second. We'll hear from Tom Holman and also from the deputy director of the Homeland Security Investigative Team as well.
Right now, 6:13, Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic over there on the threes all morning long. And I would hope that your spouse had a wonderful Mother's Day. Chuck Whitaker.
Had a Mother's Day brunch at my stepdaughter's house and their family and the outlaws from their side and the in-laws from this side. And everything was good. And
good.
You?
A wonderful. Went down to National Harbor and met our son has his second set of adopted parents who kind of took him under their wing during his Army years. So
yes. Yeah. Very nice. It rained here all day yesterday, so it was a good day to be inside.
Oh, it's nice here.
It's raining here this morning, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it sucks for you.
So initially at 6 o'clock, they said that Frederick Road was closed with an accident at Route 94. They're now saying it's construction. I don't know how that got confused one way or the other, but we'll go with that. The construction is blocking the road on Route 94 at Route 144. So local traffic in Howard County heads up for that. Reckon the city at one point, two medic units were there. They're still working on it at Howard Street at 25th Street. So again, watch out for that. Nothing major yet on the Beltway, but the west side is filled in right around I-70 down through the ramps at Route 40. Both the tunnels are still running free and clear. Looks like the morning construction Action Zone also has set up. The camera is now out, so we don't see it, but we have the word that they're working on I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, your weather channel forecast. Mostly sunny start to the day. Slight chance of a passing shower later this afternoon. 81 tomorrow. The rain moves in on and off. 72 showers and storms continue Wednesday and Thursday. Right now, cloudy 59 in Annapolis, 55 in Ellicott City. And time for some one-liner news for you today. One of the biggest concerns of Pope Leo is artificial intelligence. He says, when it comes to an all-knowing entity that lives in the cloud, he prefers God.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Move over, hamburgers. Chicken is now the most popular meat on fast food menus.
No kidding.
Now when you go into Wendy's and look at the menu, you can actually say, where's the beef?
Yeah, it's just gone. Yeah.
Where's Clara?
Yeah, where's Clara when you need her? According to language experts, the U.S. Southern accent is dying out. Is that true?
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
I find
that.
Well,
not
find
in my family, it's not.
No. I mean, you get to Tennessee and some parts of the Deep South, Alabama, it's still pretty thick. That Southern drawl, if you will.
All right.
For the sixth year in a row, the most popular baby names for girls and boys are Olivia and Liam.
Liam.
Liam, like short for William.
Liam, short for I will find you.
Yeah. So I have a particular set of skills. Least popular baby names on the list, Siri and Kanye. And there's a good cause for that. Trump administration is being given a super luxury Boeing 747-8 jumbo jet as a gift from the royal family of Qatar.
I saw that thing.
They're calling it a flying palace or something?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. That's the good news. The bad news is it has to land at Newark.
Good luck.
Happened again. They had an outage yesterday morning.
And also, where else? It happened in Atlanta, didn't it?
Yeah. These idiots, Baraka and, was it Robert Menendez Jr.?
Yep.
LaMonica McIver and Bonnie Watson Coleman, maybe you think they'd be a little bit more concerned about the airport than the ICE detention facility.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Former FedEx board member David Steiner is in line to become the next Postmaster General.
Oh.
That's pretty promising. Remember when their slogan was, when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight?
Mm-hmm.
FedEx?
Yeah.
Now they're going to change it to when it absolutely positively has to be there.
Yeah.
Just get there
this week.
Yeah. Sometime. But eventually, it will get there. Were you a big fan of Sabu, Chuck?
The wrestler?
Yeah.
No.
He passed away.
Well, I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
Once it got past Bruno Sammartino and guys like that, I was done with that.
Yeah, Sabu, yeah. Terry Brunk, the legend of pro wrestling's hardcore style, passed away at the age of 60 over the weekend.
A lot of the old wrestlers have died. You know, Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth.
Andre the Giant was my favorite.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have a hole big enough for him. They had to put him in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, he was a big man. What was he, 7'4" or something?
Something like that, 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's like when they bury horses, they don't bury the whole horse. They bury just part of the horse, just the head, I think. So it could be that's what happened here.
Well, you think? You think they treat horses and wrestlers the same way?
Well, I don't know.
They find the jockey at the Kentucky Derby. You see that?
Yes, they did.
Said he beat the horse too much.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
Now I know how he feels.
Yeah. That was the writer of Sovereignty.
Yes, correct.
Which is skipping the Preakness.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Preakness is upcoming this weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
This Saturday. Weekend. This Saturday is the Preakness. Mm-hmm. And we know we do know that Sandman is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the journalism is coming, I think.
Yeah.
So
another good. I think they're supposed to tear down the track after this, right?
After this, they tear down the track. They'll move over to Laurel for I think 2 years.
Yeah, one is what
they
think.
Said they'll be back in
27. Really? They're gonna be back in 27.
That's what they say.
Okay, we'll see.
That's what I saw. Yeah.
We shall see. How's that construction of the Key Bridge going so far? They haven't lifted a finger yet.
Three guys on rowboats have been out there measuring.
Right. They say that they're going to start in September. We'll see.
I'll see you in September.
Happened. And they were talking about 3 years, maybe. I said, yeah, okay.
Yeah. We shall see. Indeed.
You don't build a bridge in 3 years.
If you do, it would. I don't think I want to drive over.
I ain't going over.
No, exactly.
Mm-mm.
Hi, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 619. You can join us here. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Tom Holman, the border czar, answered Ross Baraka, who's running for governor. Did I mention that? He's running for governor in New Jersey.
Who is?
Ross Baraka.
Ross Baraka.
The man that was arrested after he stormed the ICE facility, crying and whining about due process.
Well, look, he's not very smart. I mean, bottom line is, that's what the facility's all about. This facility's about due process. This facility's where we put illegal aliens. People in the country illegally, first of all, they're in the country illegally, they're being detained. And they're screaming and yelling about due process, 14, and all this in the Constitution. And this is where due process happens. We have to detain them to go through the due process. You know, sometimes seeing a judge, sometimes they already have final orders. It's ranging removal to their countries, to getting travel documents to their countries, and making sure all the administrative processes are followed. So this is exactly what a facility means. And I'll tell you this. I can guarantee you this facility has higher detention standards than any New Jersey facility. This facility has highest detention standards in the industry. You compare that to any jail in New Jersey, and you'd be shocked how high these detention standards are.
Yeah, and one of the congresswomen at the event, Bonnie Watson Coleman, admitted that the detainees were being treated humanely. They were being fed well. They were being taken care of. This was just nothing more than a political stunt.
Not what AOC says, man. You'll hear from her next half hour.
621, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 623, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And both the tunnels starting to fill in now. Nothing major as we go south, but 895, some brake lights now before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And 95 now is beginning to slow just around the curve here at O'Donnell Street, coming south of Eastern Avenue. So we're all open as we're going south. But again, we're starting to pick up the morning delay. Just looking now at the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open there. Traffic is going into the Old Harbor Tunnel without any problems. Just the morning backups right now. The west side beltway is filled in between I-70 and Route 40. A couple of accidents in the city. The new wreck right at the city-county line. Bel Air Road at Northern Parkway. They're still working on the wreck at Howard Street at 25th. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny start, slight chance of a passing shower today and 81 right now. Cloudy, 56 in Pikesville, 57 in Baltimore. We're talking about the mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka, Democrat. By the way, all week long, he's been talking about going into Delaney Hall, this facility.
Yep.
So this was a planned political stunt. By the way, did I mention he's running for governor of New Jersey? Mayor Brendan Scott issued a statement Friday after Bracco, who was arrested, a Democrat candidate in Jersey's 2025 gubernatorial election. Quote, I've known my brother, Mayor Ross Bracco, to be an impeccable public servant who continually fights for his city and the values that we all hold dear. His shocking arrest today outside of a private immigration detention facility in the city of Newark, New Jersey, is a blatant attempt to intimidate those willing to stand up for their communities against the unjust and potentially illegal actions of the Trump administration. I stand with my fellow mayor in the fight to protect his community. That's Mayor Scott.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. This is Democrats wanting killers, murderers, rapists back out on the streets of their community so they can continue their heinous, criminal, horrific actions against their communities. Bonnie Watson Coleman, Representative of Congress, said, oh, dude, nothing happened at the protest on Friday.
But there's no reason for it. Nothing happened other than the chaos that they created themselves. If anything, we were pushed and shoved and found in a very vulnerable situation for the three of us.
Yeah, well, yeah, really? The Homeland Security released the receipt. They dropped the receipts. They have the body cam footage. And, well, let's just say Bonnie Watson Coleman is prevaricating a bit about that. Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin saying this was not an official congressional oversight visit.
That is not congressional oversight to break and enter into a facility with security precautions. They put law enforcement at risk, and they actually put the detainees at risk as well.
And the Deputy Director of Homeland Security, Monica Sheehan, says this was, as I have said, a political stunt.
This was a political stunt done by members of Congress and this mayor to collect political points against the American people and not put America first. And we see this time and time again with these members going into these facilities. And we have a process to allow members to come and provide oversight at our facilities. They could have gone through that process.
They didn't. And they didn't because
others,
they wanted.
Others have.
Yeah, others have. And they just released the guidelines again in case they're confused about it. But, again, they should have been over at the Newport, Newark Airport, rather, as the radar failed again on Sunday. So I'm hoping, especially Representative McIver, that she... See, so who would have thought, we were talking about the first politician who was going to be arrested, defying or refusing to comply, yeah. It was the mayor of Newark. It wasn't Pritzker, it wasn't all these others, it was the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. Let's go to Kurt in Edgewater. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Democrat Party is an anarchist party nowadays, and anarchists break systems so they can put theirs in.
That's a solid point. And that's why, they have this lawlessness. That's why you have open borders. And that's why they want these murderers and rapists back out in the communities again. I just think that the community should get a hint of what they're doing here and act accordingly. Kurt, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Hope everyone had a meaningful Mother's Day observance yesterday. I just want to point out the fact that you're using, national legislators, city mayors. You actually used two judges, one retired, in both Louisiana and Maine. So you're using all kinds of different individuals across the spectrum, legislative, judicial, executive, to commit what I call criminal disobedience, not civil disobedience, as it comes out. So where does it end? Because it always appears to be members of a certain political party, by the way. I don't want to be picking on that, but a particular political party. But it looks like they don't care about, they care about party rule. Versus about America. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I'll name them. They're the Democrats. It's the party of mobs, you know. They could have shown up. Mark, thanks for the call. They could have shown up and done a protest outside the facility.
Sure.
They could have had the cameras and their little signs that they had made, and Ross Bracco could have made his gubernatorial speech. But when he tried to enter the facility, he was not a member of Congress, and they told him, you can't come in here, and he went in anyway. That's criminal trespass. That's when it all started to go south. And, of course, then the rest of the congressional stooges there from New Jersey then began to behave badly.
That's just the way it goes. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song? Or maybe you or your spouse, maybe your brother, sister, mom, dad, maybe there was some parts of conversations with old friends. You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Sigge and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, AOC defends criminal behavior, members of Congress, and illegal aliens. Time for news headlines at 6:30. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore City Police are investigating weekend shootings that left two dead, one injured. On Sunday morning, a 23-year-old woman with gunshot wounds was found inside a vehicle on the 4100 block of Mountwood Road. She was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Shortly before 7 a.m. Saturday, a man was shot the 3500 block of 2nd Street. He was pronounced dead at the scene. And on Saturday night, a man was shot in the 4400 block of Blair Road. He has survived and is in stable condition. Maryland State Highway Administration is starting a $378,000 pavement patching project on the JFX. Now, that's expected to last until June. Drivers can expect temporary overnight lane closures between the bridge over the light rail tracks near the Baltimore City County line and the I-83 bridge over Old Pimlico Road. Maryland's AG, Anthony Brown, says seven people have been indicted in connection with a series of robberies targeting bank customers, also known as bank jugging. Brown says the defendants represent two separate criminal organizations that stole more than $155,000 from 34 different victims in Anne Arundel, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties. One group allegedly responsible for 20 robberies and an attempted robberies between August 23 and January 24. The second group surfaced after the first group was arrested. They allegedly carried out 14 robberies and attempted robberies from May through July of 2024. Previous week, yeah, it is. The horse racing world gets ready for the running of the second jewel of the Triple Crown. Of course, it's at Pimlico. This year features the inaugural Preakness Festival, along with traditional Preakness-related events. Some of the highlights include today's Governor's Open Golf Tournament at the Baltimore Country Club, followed by Tuesday's Jock and Blue celebration, honoring George Spider Anderson, the first black jockey to win the Preakness Stakes. 6:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Christians find great assurance and reassurance in the Word of God. I can only pray that everyone looking for some hope in America would turn to Him. Strong faith enables God's people to look calmly but with contempt on the enemies of God. We can despise evil but be at peace in its presence because we know that ultimately the wicked are fighting and losing battle. We who are the Church of Christ will prevail even against the gates of hell. Our faith is in the eternal God, and mere humans are powerless to do damage to His cause and truth. No matter what evil is wrought against us, God is with us. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. This isn't heaven. In this life, we expect persecution and tribulation. But because our hope is in God above and not in sinful man, when we do die, which we all will, our battle will be done and our salvation will be complete. I'm praying you have that peace. This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth.
Pick three lottery numbers, 743. Your pick four, 7174. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a swing through Annapolis and nothing major there. Very nice morning there so far, coming on at Stevensville to the Bay Bridge and then eventually heading over westbound. Most of the traffic in the morning is westbound. It's clear right now if you're heading east early from Sandy Point. No problems there over towards Kent Narrows. Morning buildups now on the Beltway, getting pretty solid now. 795 to Frederick Road. The Parkville side still clear, but filling in at Hartford Road. Both the tunnels right now starting to show up with about a 10, maybe 12-minute delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. A couple of accidents in the city. One been there for a while. Howard at 25th, the new wreck at the City County line at Bel Air Road at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got rain on the way, but today only a slight chance of an afternoon shower. 81 the high today. Cloudy with showers tomorrow, 72. Showers and some thunderstorms Wednesday, 75 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code RADIO for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Big hits have eluded the Birds all year, especially against left-handed pitching. But with two down and runners on the corners in the fifth, Ryan Mountcastle delivered.
Mountcastle to right field. That's down for a base hit. And the Orioles make the Angels pay. After the intentional walk, Ryan Mountcastle delivers a go-ahead single for a 3-2 lead.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Mountie's run-scoring single was key. The Birds would tack on four more in the sixth for a 7-3 series-clinching win over the Angels. Zach Eflin returned for Baltimore after 5 weeks on the injured list and gave the Birds five innings of two-run ball.
I felt strong the whole time, ready to go. But honestly, just to go out and compete with the guys again means the world to me, and just so happy to be back and out there and feel that rush of being competitive and being out there with the guys. It was awesome.
I feel like you settled in after that first inning.
It may have meant a world to Eflin, but it certainly also did for manager Brandon Hyde.
Great to see him on the mound. I thought they took some good at bats in the first against him. I thought stuff looked the same, and our bullpen did a fantastic job.
Elsewhere in baseball, Rockies manager Bud Black fired by Colorado, the second to lose his job this year. This comes one day after the Rockies suffered the third worst shutout loss in MLB history Saturday night, 21-0 at the hands of the Padres. With that loss, the Rockies fell to 6-33, matching the 1988 Orioles for the worst 39-game start in the majors since 1900. Tonight, Game 4 in Raleigh, North Carolina. Caps and Canes. Carolina leads the series 2-1 after Saturday night's blowout 4-0 over the Caps. Alex Ovechkin held to 4 shots, no goals. In fact, no goals through 3 games. Head coach Spencer Carberry asked how the Great 8 can get loose.
Oh, they have to really, really work in the offensive zone on the forecheck to be able to create off of a face-off play, whatever it might be. You're going to have to beat someone. And that's hard for anyone. But
they got to do it tonight. Puck drop tonight at 7, a must-win for the Caps. NCAA lacrosse tournament action. On the men's side, Eric Spanos with 6 goals for Maryland. Terps over Air Force, 13-5 the final. They'll take on Georgetown, who brought down Duke 16-12. Saturday, Towson saw its 10-game winning streak and season end. At Princeton, 22-12 the final. Ronan Fitzpatrick had 4 goals for Towson. On the women's side, 6-seeded Maryland, looking for its first national title since 2019, denied yesterday by UPenn. 11-10 was the final. Hopkins also beaten yesterday 18-12 by Princeton. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's Preakness Week 150.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
Good weekend, gentlemen.
Yes, very
nice
very
weekend. Good. Yeah. Good weekend, and you happy Mother's Day. Nice weather.
Yes, very
all that
beautiful
stuff.
Day yesterday.
And of course, the beginning of Preakness Week 150, and that's a great time. Bruce, of course, just kind of mentioned some of the things that are going on this week early in the week. What I found interesting over the weekend was, and I don't know if you guys were aware, Lamar Jackson was back in town, but not to play football, not to be on the practice field, but was at Pimlico for the Pimlico Cup.
Yes.
Are you guys familiar with the Pimlico Cup?
No.
All right. Well, remember we talked about this a while back, the NTL, the National Thoroughbred League.
Right.
It's a league with 10 teams. Yeah. Baltimore has, or Maryland has one of them. Maryland's team's name is the Colts, and Lamar Jackson owns the team.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yes. And they were here at Pimlico over the weekend running the Pimlico Cup. And Lamar Jackson's team didn't win. The horse didn't win, unfortunately.
Okay.
They had 3 races, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. I think Nashville won one, Miami won one, and New York won one. But Lamar is big time into thoroughbred racing.
How about that?
And hopes to make this league
you know, something big. Julius Erving, Dr. J, has the Philly team, and they actually, I think, won one of the races as well. So
I'd like to see a race between Lamar and one of his horses. Yeah. I think that would be a great pay per view.
Wait, on the football field with a defense out there as well to see how they see what the horse, what kind of moves the horse has.
Somebody yesterday was telling me, "Oh, you got to see dressage." I'm thinking, well, I don't have to, but dressage, you know, where they make the horses do fancy stuff, that was actually battle tactics. They taught the horse how to do stuff when foot soldiers were coming at them when the cavalry was on horses. So that's what I'd like to see.
I think I have a Justin Tucker joke in there, unfortunately.
Yes. He said dressage, not massage.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Right.
Thank you, Gary.
You know what? The earphones or something.
Yeah, it is.
You know. Thanks,
Sean. All right, we'll see you in a couple. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Hope you guys had a good weekend as well. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, well, boy, I'll tell you, she was greatly impacted by what happened in Newark, and she decided to speak out against it.
They arrested Mayor Baraka of Newark because there is a dispute. The reason that this altercation even happened is because that facility has not even been given a certificate of occupancy by the city of Newark yet.
Okay, now hold up for a second. How did that happen? Well, it happened because you have this guy, Baraka, refused to issue it. Because he's a blue city kind of guy. So he refused to issue it. Thus, there was no certificate of occupancy yet. And that's the only reason. It's a safe facility. It's been open and running for some time. But they decided to see if they could put a little bit of sand in the works and see if they could follow the gears, which they did. Now, AOC went on to say, this is where we get strange, folks. AOC is contending that these private, private prison companies are deliberately mistreating and dehumanizing anybody under their supervision.
A lot of these facilities, ICE facilities, are being run by private prison companies. These are private prison companies, for-profit corporations. And that is the reason why the conditions in a lot of these detention facilities are so horrible. The Trump administration is funneling money to private prison companies, and in order for them to maximize their profits, they are not feeding people properly. They are not getting people proper health care and medical care. And they are doing things with maximum brutality possible.
That, of course, is absolutely lying. A complete lie. Complete lie. And in fact, the congresswoman who was in there said,
Watson Coleman.
They're being treated fine, thanks.
It's sanitary. They're being fed well. Yep. They're being treated well. They're getting medical attention wherever they need it inside Delaney Hall in Newark. So they're lying once again.
Yeah. I mean, just in order to see if she can't get back the headlines from Jasmine Crockett. I think that's what this is all about. Finally, AOC reacted very badly to when Kristi Noem took on, I think it was Van Hollen, in Senate hearings, and said basically, me and Mr. Van Hollen, your support of Abrego Garcia is absolutely a disgrace. She just dressed him up one side and down the other. Well, AOC says, well, that proves how hostile she is to democracy. I don't know. I don't follow the logic either, but here she is.
That right there, that kind of attitude is what is actually anti-American. That kind of attitude is what is actually treasonous. That is what is un-American. And this administration and Kristi Noem spits on the American flag every time she does that nonsense. So I don't want to hear anything about America first. These people and this administration is putting America last by acting like a man is who they are pledging allegiance to. That is not what this country is about, and it will never be what this country is about as long as I'm alive. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, cue Jasmine Crockett, because she wants the headlines back now that AOC has had them for 15 minutes. This is going to be fun to watch. 6:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a minor wreck on the eastern shore if you're coming up from 404 on 50 westbound. It's up around the light at Route 213, so it looks like it's going to be on the shoulder, but I wanted to give you the heads up for that. Definitely some delays now on the Beltway, but everybody's moving. The outer loop is filling in at Hartford Road now. The inner loop at Park Heights Avenue to Greenspring. Sunshine right there on the windshield as you come around from the shade at Reisterstown Road and Park Heights Avenue. Right there at about Stevenson Road, it gets the bright sunshine at that point. West side, pretty much the normal delay, 795 down to Frederick Road. And we are backed up now. It's nothing out of the ordinary. It's nothing major, but both the tunnels in the area 15 minutes currently on the southbound side. The new wreck in the city was Bel Air Road at Northern Parkway. The wreck earlier, now about 45 minutes old, at Howard Street at 25th. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Monday, mostly sunny today. Slight chance of a passing shower later today. 81 right now. It is 56 in Severn and 56 in Middle River. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterfingers Johnson.
Bravo.
Bravo, indeed. Chicago-based restaurant Portillo's paying tribute to Pope Leo with a limited-time sandwich. This is Sarah Wirth, director of the communications at the restaurant, talking about the new Pope Leo sandwich at Portillo's.
You know, it's almost a little bit of divine fate that this happened in May, which happens to be National Italian Beef Month. News hit that the new Pope is from Chicago, and immediately our social media feeds, our emails, even our phones started ringing.
Dubbed the Leo, it remains faithful to the restaurant's signature Italian beef, baptized in gravy, with what they are calling the Holy Trinity of peppers, sweet, hot, or a combo of both.
It is slow roasted for 4 hours. We thinly slice it ourselves.
I'd love to try it.
Yeah, me too.
That's
sign
me up. Great thing about capitalism and consumerism, they're not going to let any opportunity slide by.
That's great.
No, right. The Leo.
It's all right.
All right.
I think they should make the Chuck.
Chuck has just ordered 14 of them in honor of Pope Leo the 14th. Pop-Tarts is crashing the freezer aisle, and they're bringing your childhood favorites, Chuck, along for the ride.
Oh.
Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches.
That might not be bad.
Brown, the first is the frosted brown sugar cinnamon one.
Yeah, because the regular Pop-Tarts are like eating a box.
Yeah. So this time it's like eating a frozen box. Checkers and Rallies are welcoming the new fried strawberry cheesecake bites, and they're bringing back the super loaded Buford burger. You ever had a Buford?
No.
No?
Never have. I don't want to mention that anyway.
Yeah. It's just I've never had one either. I'm wondering what the... I guess it's like a Whopper, a Big Mac, whatever. And finally, premium end ice cream brand Jenny's is bringing their splendid ice creams to the supermarket portfolio. New ice cream bars called J-Bars, after the hand-dipped ice cream bars of the brand's original location. So you pick up your Jenny's J-Bars at a supermarket near you.
Really? This is news.
Yeah.
I have a whole new thing to look for, Chuck.
That's amazing. When you go through, there's an entire aisle for ice cream.
Yeah.
In the frozen section.
Yeah, which makes you think, why can't they give it more room?
Yeah. 75% taking up ice cream. I think maybe more, maybe 85%. 50% gets the ice bags. You know, the ice cream. And there's so much to choose from now.
I like when you go down the aisle in Publix, and as you're going down the aisle, the cases light up as you're going down the aisle. So as you're getting there, they start to put the lights on inside. That's pretty cool.
I think
like, like going into a theater.
That may only be for you, Chuck.
It might be.
It might be for your greatness, your magnificence, that it exudes such an aura. The
energy, my path.
The energy that you're giving off, it just lights up as you walk
by.
The newest
the god of traffic.
The newest model, by the way, has robotic arms that reach out and grab you and pull you right to the display.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
I wouldn't kid about that.
Is that what they do with Buford when you show up at Checkers? I mean, I'm just asking.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 648, 12 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. You can weigh in here, 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Who do you think is the more of the camera hog? Who covets most of the media attention? Is it AOC or is it Jasmine Crockett?
It's rough. It's
Queen
tough.
Of the Wild Frontier.
That's right. Well, you know, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene who was running a committee this past week, and there was a moment that I thought was hilarious because Marjorie Taylor Greene responded immediately to it. Again, Marjorie Taylor Greene is the chair of the committee. Here's what happened.
Now let's go a little bit further with this,
Madam Chairwoman. Your time has expired.
You're not recognized, Miss Crockett.
Yeah. Slap her down.
By the way, if you have not seen it or read it, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she went off on X on the Republican elites, the Sea Island, elitist on over the weekend. It is. I don't have time to read the whole thing here, but it is well worth your time to read it. Boy, did she! There was speculation she was going to run for Senate for against Brian Kemp, whatever. She's decided not to run for Senate in Georgia because of the these Republicans that have the long knives out for her in Georgia. She wants to represent her district. That's where she feels most at home, most comfortable with. But she skewered, and I mean skewered, just absolutely nuked these rhinos and these GOP elites. They're called the Sea Island. Remember Jekyll Island that was off the coast of Georgia? Sea Island's the same kind of thing. This is where the GOP elites meet. They were big DeSantis pushers in the last election cycle.
Where was this piece?
It was on her X. If you follow her on X, you can get an X account. By the way, it's also been reprinted at Gateway Pundit.
Okay.
If you want to read it. But it is well worth the read.
You talk about Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Well, of course, It's pretty easy to note that Jasmine Crockett is kind of full of herself when she tells the chair of a committee that the chair is out of time. But by the way, you can't do that. The chair has pretty much discretion as to when he or she stops talking. But here's another example of it. Again, this is a junior representative in the House. And here's Jasmine Crockett talking the big game.
I can't even imagine 2 years. We haven't had 30 days, and I'm already tired of him and his nonsense. So for me, I want to focus on these special elections. I at least want to try.
Well, you're trying. I'll give you that for sure.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
6:50 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Monday morning, the day after Mom's Day. And this is classic. Sean, my wife was in the kitchen, and I said, "Could you bring me over a little iced tea when you're on the way back over here?" She said, "Oh, sure, honey." She brought me over the iced tea. This was last night. And said, "Happy Mother's Day." Oh, burn. Whoops. Tactical error. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather, all the threes. Y'all want to know.
I ain't going there.
No.
I know what she meant.
Oh, yeah.
I concur, but I ain't going there.
Yep.
There's a wreck on 29 South as you're getting down to New Hampshire Avenue, right before the Capitol Beltway. So if you're going into White Oak and down through that area on 29, it looks like there's a backup there back towards Randolph Road. I think I just heard Baltimore City Fire going out to an alarm on Gwynns Falls Parkway, so we'll keep an ear on that. In the meantime, we have the slowing on the Beltway now. Parkville side, Interloop through Pikesville beginning to slow with the bright sunshine. 795 down to Frederick Road. We're about 15, maybe 18 minutes now with delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says mostly sunny, slight chance of a passing shower this afternoon, 81, the expected high, and some rain moving into the area over the week. That's the tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, all expected to be showers and or rain. Right now, 54 in Owings Mills. It is 55 in Ellicott City. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and on Friday, somebody's mother was killed in a fatal car crash. 69-year-old Bonnie Fuller Griffith of Columbia, her life was taken because the Democrat idiots that run this state have not been able to put in a policy or practices that are holding juvenile thugs accountable for their criminal actions. And yes, that means you, Governor Moore, and your lackey, Vinnie Schiraldi, at the Department of Juvenile Services. It also means the Maryland General Insane Asylum, run by Democrats like Luke Clippinger, Will Smith. Jill Carter's no longer there. She left her fingerprints all over some of this as well. A stolen car with four juvenile thugs resulted in the death of Bonnie Fuller Griffith after the vehicle collided with several cars Friday afternoon in Howard County. One of the owners of one of the cars involved, Jeffrey Steele, shared his dash cam video with Fox 45 News that captured the entire thing. If you want to see it, it's painful. You can see it there. The red sedan, identified as a stolen Hyundai from PG County, seen speeding and clipping other vehicles before crashing into a black Honda Civic. The driver of that Civic was Bonnie Fuller Griffith, who was taken to the hospital where she later died from her injuries. This is Jeffrey Steele. He was his car was clipped by the red sedan before it crashed into Bonnie Fuller Griffith's Civic.
It's not like they'd stolen one of their parents' car and gone for a joyride. They had stolen a car and were driving recklessly and endangering everyone else on the road.
Indeed, they did. And they killed somebody. Finally, Democrat policies have contributed to the death of Bonnie Fuller Griffith. It includes you, Calvin Ball of Howard County. And Reagan Nelson was a witness. She did not realize that they were driving a stolen car.
I didn't know that at all. And to find out the car that potentially caused this, from what I know, was four kids who stole a car, is just like, what's going on?
Police reported three of the juvenile thugs fled the scene, while one was apprehended due to injuries sustained in the crash. He had a broken leg and thus couldn't run. No charges have been filed yet. This incident now sparking calls for accountability from those who witnessed it, from those who are living in fear because the politicians, progressive Marxists of this state, cannot protect us.
They had stolen a car and were driving recklessly and endangering everyone else on the road.
Well, it was Mother's Day. That was probably a mom.
I'm sure it was a mom, somebody's mom, who's no longer here. And once again, both Steele and Nelson say there have to be consequences. But no, you live in Maryland where there are no consequences for criminal, illegal aliens or juvenile thugs.
Someone's not here. And they are. We don't know their lives either, but consequences are 100% need to be enforced. 100%.
There should be some kind of punishment, and it can't just be a slap on the wrist.
So, Bruce, we've talked about it. We've said people are being assaulted. Their cars are being stolen. Yep. They're being beaten within the inch of their life. And we kept saying, somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to die.
Somebody has.
Yeah. And where is Governor Moore? Where is Vinnie Schiraldi? Where are all the progressive Democrat Marxists? Again, it's just to me, it's just, and this is going to happen. It's going to continue to happen.
Sure, I'll tell you where they are. You'll find Mayor Scott out figuring out a way to insert himself into a story out of Newark, New Jersey, instead of worrying about the citizens of the city.
Yeah, it's a good point. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny's going to guarantee the sale of your home once you sign on the dotted line and you agree on asking price, time frame, and you sign the contract. Your home is guaranteed to sell. It's just a matter of time because he's got a database of tens of thousands of buyers that have been qualified, pre-qualified, even before it hits the open market. They get eyes on your home. Your home usually sells within, you know, sometimes hours, sometimes days, but certainly not weeks, months, and up to one full year. We had one of our listeners tell us that they have been on the market for a full year. Until he contacted Vinny, and then it sold within days. So the same thing. This is the time to sell. Right now, it's springtime. Call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call, and call Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company.
Judge Jeanine has a new gig. We'll talk about that. The China trade talks, well, they've agreed to have talks, so I guess progress is being made. And Trump on deportation. Now it's all coming up. Next hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The United States and China have agreed to suspend most tariffs for 90 days. It's seen as a major de-escalation of President Trump's trade war that saw tariffs on Chinese goods reach 145%. Two countries will continue their trade talks. News of the reduced tariffs have sent stock futures sharply higher this morning, Dow futures up nearly 1,000 points, while NASDAQ futures are ahead by almost 4%. House Republicans have introduced legislation that would significantly slash Medicaid spending. We get details from Bernie Bennett.
The bill from the House Energy and Commerce Committee comes ahead of what's expected to be a marathon committee hearing on Tuesday. It appears to cater more to the moderate wing of the party rather than the conservatives who had been agitating for drastic cuts to the program. But it remains to be seen if leaders found the right balance between the two sides. The legislation does not include a per-beneficiary cap on federal Medicaid spending. Neither does it include a reduction in the minimal federal share to states, both of which were being pushed by conservatives. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has challenged Russia's Vladimir Putin to meet him personally in Turkey on Thursday.
So what will actually happen in Istanbul? Well, we know that President Zelensky is going to go. He's said so. He's thrown down the gauntlet for Vladimir Putin to meet him there. The problem is both sides are still incredibly far apart. Russia wants to bring Ukraine back into its orbit, and Ukraine wants to remain a sovereign, independent, democratic country with close ties to the West. It's hard to see how they're going to cover that ground.
The BBC's Frank Gardner. Ukraine, along with European allies, had demanded Russia accept an unconditional 30-day ceasefire starting today, but Moscow effectively rejected that proposal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And Vacation You forgets all your worries. Vacation You doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But Regular You knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because Vacation You doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation You and Regular You really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
703 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Howard County, and we had a lot of problems last week on I-70. This wreck now is right in the same area, eastbound between Route 97 and Route 32. Maybe blocking at least the right lane, so be on the lookout for that again if you're coming in from Howard County early. And it looks like now we're just beginning to see the brake lights here after you're crossing. crossing the bridge at Route 97. So definitely a heads up for that. There has been a change. We mentioned this wreck over on the eastern shore, westbound on Route 50. And now the state police arrived and they're blocking the right lane after the light at Route 213. So once you leave 404, you come through the light at 213. There is some slowing there. We're down to just one lane. That may change pretty quickly, but for right now, there is a delay on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got rain on the way, but today only a slight chance of an afternoon shower. 81 the high today. Cloudy with showers tomorrow, 72. Showers and some thunderstorms Wednesday, 75 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 52 degrees. Aberdeen has 55. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 704, Emperor Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is reacting to last week's arrest of Newark, New Jersey Mayor Ross Baraka. Mayor Scott says the shocking arrest outside a private immigration detention facility is a blatant attempt to intimidate those willing to stand up for their communities against what he calls the unjust and potentially illegal actions of the Trump administration. Howard County Police have identified the woman who was killed in a multi-vehicle crash involving a stolen car. The Friday afternoon accident happened on Guilford Road in Jessup when the suspects crossed the double yellow line, sideswiped two vehicles, and then crashed head-on into the car driven by 69-year-old Bonnie Griffith. The suspects bailed out of the stolen vehicle. Three escaped. The fourth was injured and taken to shock trauma. Griffith was taken to Howard County Hospital where she died. Baltimore City Police investigating weekend shootings. They left two dead and one injured. On Saturday morning, shortly before 7 a.m., a man was shot the 3500 block of 2nd Street. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Saturday night, a man shot in the 4400 block of Bel Air Road. He is in stable condition. And then Sunday morning, a 23-year-old woman with gunshot wounds was found inside a vehicle in the 4100 block of Mountwood Road. Victim taken to the hospital where she was also pronounced dead on arrival. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery. Lottery number 743. Your pick 47174. And next, it's Steinle Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds haven't gotten a lot of breaks this year, either at the plate or on the mound, but yesterday, in the bright Southern California sunshine, things may be starting to turn around.
0 for 9, and Rutschman serves it into left for Taylor Ward, who couldn't find it, and it's going to drop way over his head. What a break for the Orioles. A ball up into the sun that might have deflected off one of the Rays. It comes down for a pop-up triple and a 1-0 lead.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Rutschman's off the Sunray triple. Broke an 0 for 9 and 1 for 17 road trip. It gave the Birds an early lead and a 7-3 win over the Angels. Birds take 2 of 3 from Los Angeles. Manager Brandon Hyde on what he saw from the Orioles.
I love the energy with how we played. I thought there was a lot of fight in us today. And these guys don't want to lose. I mean, they're not happy with how we're playing. And to go get a series win on the road, It's important.
Yeah. Burns came in batting a league low 177 against left-handers with an OPS of 502, but they get their third win against the Southpaw yesterday. On the hardwood, OKC with a 92-87 win over the Nuggets. To tie that series at two, the Pacers ride an 80-point first half on their way to a 129-109 win over the Cavaliers. They shockingly lead that series 3-1. NHL Stars over the Jets 5-2 lead that series 3-1. Panthers blank the Leafs 2-0, series tied at 2. NFL News, Saints quarterback Derek Carr announced his retirement after 11 seasons. He had some shoulder damage, foregoing a guaranteed $30 million contract this year. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL releasing its schedule this week. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Remember last hour we said the Southern accent is starting to fade, according to linguists?
I do remember last hour.
JV says Hillary Clinton made it popular again.
Yes.
Hour two.
I don't know about you, but I always carry hot sauce in my wallet now.
Here in The Morning Drive, you can join us here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. The right choice. For Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Trump signs an executive order on self-deportation. You can fly free anywhere except here. Also, yes. The latest on the China trade talks, the Iran nuke talks, the ceasefires in Gaza and Ukraine, Russia. This could be a momentous week, or it could be a big nothing burger. Could go either way. Top story, though, the new U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, interim-wise, is Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see the reaction of the political left on this one. Now, Judge Jeanine Pirro, that's not a nickname she gave herself. She was a judge. She was also a prosecutor, and a pretty damn good one. After she was picked to replace Edward Martin, a change potentially leaves. Now, this is a temporary assignment. I suspect she'll go back to civilian life in relatively short order, unless she really loves the job and does it well, in which case Donald Trump will be probably inclined to keep her on. And the political left is always saying, she's nothing but a TV person that's taking another person from Fox. There's no way she's qualified to do the job. Not everybody is quite that distorted in their worldview. Elliot Williams used to work for the Biden administration, before that the Obama administration, I think, seems to me, as an attorney general or assistant attorney general somewhere along that food chain. Says, look, everybody take a deep breath. She's qualified.
We should be clear about Jeanine Pirro. She certainly nominally got the qualifications to be a senior government official or a top prosecutor. She's been an elected prosecutor in Westchester County. She served as a career prosecutor.
She has served as a career prosecutor. Well, what's the big deal then? Well, the big deal, apparently, for people on the left is not that she's not qualified, although that's what they're saying. The big deal is for people on the left, you mean she's not a real lefty? We can't have people working as prosecutors or judges who aren't real lefties. We're used to putting our people in charge here.
It's all the other nonsense and a lot of what you saw and showed there on air, showing a staggering lack of independence, or at least professed lack of independence from the president of the United States, which is quite dangerous in that biggest U.S. attorney's office in the country.
Yeah. In other words, since she tends to have the same worldview as Donald Trump, she must not be qualified.
Yeah. Well, that's it's amazing how Trump is always two moves ahead of the left. Because he puts in Ed Martin, who's a great guy.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't like Ed Martin. They fought Ed Martin. Even the rhinos revolted against Ed Martin. So Ed Martin is out. In comes Judge Jeanine, who is could be, I think, just as good as Ed Martin. By the way, you see, Ed Martin was assaulted on Friday. Some lunatic came up and spat on him, which, by the way, is an assault. Some liberal lunatic, and now they've arrested her. We don't have a name yet. We'll get one for her. But now Ed Martin is the new weaponization czar in the Justice Department. he is going to unleash hell on the deep state. As far as Russiagate, the architects of that, the lawfare operatives, including Pitbull Andrew Weissman. Oh, this is going to get really juicy real fast.
Going to be fun to watch. 7:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. The only man qualified to do the job in the entire country. Yes, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck on the Beltway, inner loop just after the bridge at 795. Three vehicles and nobody behind it right now. So all this traffic coming up from Liberty Road is kind of just running right up behind them. The white car has the flashers on. That's the last car that's involved. And there's nobody there. Not yet. I know they're on the way. But in the meantime, if you're coming up from Liberty Road, when you get right there at 795, you need to get over to the center and the right lane. They're in a bad spot. They're right next to the Jersey Wall and in that construction area. So, again, heads up north of Liberty Road. The accident eastbound I-70 is between Route 97 and Route 32, apparently blocking at least the right side of the roadway. So here we go again with that. We've had several major wrecks right in that area just in the last week. Same exact spot on the eastbound side. So heads up. And, again, you'll be staying into the left-hand lane. The wreck over on the eastern shore back on the shoulder now, 50 westbound, a little better after the light at Route 213. We have all the normal slowing, and now we're backed up towards the city-county line. Normal delays, we're moving, but we're slow at both the harbor tunnels, primarily southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gorgeous start to your Monday. Sunny, slight chance of a passing shower later today, 81. Rain moves in tomorrow through Thursday. Right now, partly cloudy, 58 in the city. It is 60 in Arnold. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
This might be one of the most momentous weeks of the Trump administration's second term of President Trump. First, today he embarks to the Middle East, where he is going to be talking about a number of issues, economic and security-wise. But he writes, I'm happy to announce that Edan Alexander, an American citizen who's been held hostage since October 2023, is coming home to his family. I'm grateful to all those involved in making this monumental news happen. This is a step taken in good faith towards the U.S. and the efforts of the mediators Qatar and Egypt to put an end to this very brutal war and return all living hostages and remains to their loved ones. Hopefully, this is the first and final steps necessary to end this brutal conflict. I look very much forward to that day of celebration. Now, Jerusalem Post was reporting over the weekend that Trump was getting ready to recognize Palestine as a second state. I don't have any confirmation of that. He said before that Hamas has to be eliminated, and that they will rebuild. Remember, we're going to rebuild Gaza, and then at that point it would be a place where Palestinians could return, in which they could live. So no update on that, but who knows what kind of announcement could come this week. Then,
well,
secondly,
of course, huge amounts of money have been sent by the world to Gaza over the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
And instead of building a Mecca for people to go vacation, they built tunnels.
Yeah, tunnels, and filled with armaments and things of that nature. Big announcement coming today, says President Trump at 9 a.m.
We will have maybe four countries in the Middle East and Saudi Arabia. We're going to UAE and Qatar, and that'll be, I guess, Monday night. Some of you are coming with us. I think before then we're going to have a very, very big announcement to make, like as big as it gets. And I won't tell you on what, but it's going to, and it's very positive. I'd tell you if it was negative or positive. I can't keep that out. It is really, really positive. And that announcement will be made either Thursday or Friday or Monday before we leave. But it'll be one of the most important announcements that have been made in many years about a certain subject, very important subject. So you'll all be here.
Yeah, well, we know what it is now, because 3 hours later on Truth Social, he made the announcement, and the official executive order comes this morning at 9 a.m., and he said that the price of prescription drugs and pharmaceuticals in the U.S. were so much higher in price than they were in many other nations, sometimes being 5 to 10 times more expensive than the same drug manufactured at the exact same lab or plant by the same company. He said the pharmaceutical drug companies would say for years it was R&D costs, and that all these costs were and would be for no reason whatsoever borne by the suckers of America alone. Campaign contributions can do wonders, but not with me, not with the Republicans. We're going to do the right thing, something the Democrats have fought for many years. As of 9 a.m., I will be signing one of the most consequential executive orders in our country's history. Prescription drug and pharmaceutical prices will be reduced almost immediately by 30 to 80%. They will rise throughout the world in order to equalize, for the first time in many years, bring fairness to America. I will be instituting a most favored nations policy whereby the U.S. will pay the same price as the nation that pays the lowest price anywhere in the world. That's going to save 30 to 80%, reduce the cost of prescription drugs 30 to 80%. As to the China talks and the tariffs.
You are going to always have a baseline. I mean, there could be an exception at some point. We'll see. You know, somebody does something exceptional for us. That's always possible. But basically, you have a baseline of a minimum of 10%. And some of them will be much higher, 40%, 50%, 60%, as they've been doing to us over the years.
Yeah, and we can announce right now that China and the United States have suspended their reciprocal tariffs as of this moment. China is slashing their 125% tariff to 10% during the next 90 days as they negotiate a more fair trade deal between the U.S. And China. So progress being made there. Trump has cut the national debt growth by 92%. And then, of course, the latest is this idea that we may tax the rich in the One Big Beautiful Bill.
I would love to do it, frankly, but what we'll do is that, you know, they'll go around saying, oh, this is so terrible. What you do it is you're giving up something up top in order to make people in the middle income and the lower income brackets save more. So it's really a redistribution.
This is all part of negotiation. Right now, the partial bill that was released last Thursday is a cost of $5 trillion. If you add in the Trump no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime, and the SALT deduction, you raise that, which shouldn't be raised. We should not be subsidizing high-tax states at all. That would skyrocket to $7 trillion. So we'll have to wait and see what comes out of Congress here in the next few days. But Trump's approval now has hit 50%. Hispanics, he leads with 62% as the left continues to lose ground among independent voters as well. He also has announced he's donating his entire $400,000 annual presidential salary again. Not making a dime for being president. Day 113 of the new golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21 up next, Chris Van Hollen weighs in. And, of course, at 7:35 this morning, the latest in the China-U.S. trade talks. Oh, I want to tell you about our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. And they are, again, they've got the Memorial Day sale going on right now, rolling back prices to 2010. So, again, they've already slashed all the prices at the website, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And you'll see all the rollback prices there. Plus, in addition to that, Memorial Day deals where you can buy two, get one free of the same item, or buy three, get two free of the same item. So whatever you want in your favorite restaurant, Rescue Natural Supplement, be omega-3s, or be it the LDLX Q10, the Vital D3, the Rescue Probiotic, whatever your favorite rescue supplement is, now would be the time to stock up. Buy two, get one free. Buy three, get two free during the Memorial Day rollback price sale back to 2010 prices. Two ways you can order yours, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic over on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there are two big problem areas. I'm looking at this wreck again on the Beltway. Three vehicles, rear-end type accident. They're on the inner loop right after the bridge at 795. Nobody behind it. State Highway wasn't there yet. State Police are not there yet. One of the vehicles just almost got rear-ended again because this traffic is running right up on them, and they just barely see the flashers. So we need to get somebody there as soon as we can. Left-hand lane, inner loop, just after the bridge at 795. If you're coming up from Liberty Road, you need to be in the center or the right lane. The other big backup is I-70 eastbound, and that's the wreck between Route 97 and Route 32. And again, today, another backup there. That's the third or fourth big wreck we've had on I-70 in the last week in that same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel says sunny today, slight chance of a passing shower, 81, before the rain moves in Tuesday through Thursday. Right now we're at 58, partly cloudy in Middle River, 60 in Edgewater, 725. You're up to date on the morning drive.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Well, Chris Van Hollen does not like it very much when people question his motives or his behavior. Here he is with a reporter who just got into the elevator up on Capitol Hill, and he actually held the elevator door open just to go back and forth a bit more with the reporter. Reporter starts with, what are the standards of deportation that you would like to see?
Real quick about what Republicans are saying, that there doesn't need to be a court hearing prior to a deportation for an illegal immigrant. A lot of them are saying that right now, including Trump. What's your response to that?
My response is always stick to the Constitution, stick to the due process rights of people who live in America, and we all do that, then we'll be doing the right thing for our country.
Okay, now what he's implying there is that Donald Trump and this administration are not observing the Constitution or the laws of this country, where they take really nice guys like the Maryland man and deport him to El Salvador, this poor Maryland man just living his life in Maryland and being a Maryland man. Oh, yeah, and a wife beater and a drug smuggler and a human smuggler. And but other than that, Maryland man was just a picture of good health. And I like sitting down and having a dacker with a fella. Just a swell fella he is.
What I've said here is these issues need to be litigated in the courts, okay? Because what Donald Trump needs to do is put up or shut up in the courts. He's just not done that.
They have been litigated in the courts. 2019, Garcia had two different judges say, you don't belong here, get the hell out of here. One of the judges said, okay, if you think you're at risk from some other gang targeting you when you get back to El Salvador, we'll allow you to stay under that circumstance. Guess what, guys? The gang no longer exists. So what would be the objection to sending him home, back to El Salvador, as was originally decided back in 2019? Well, Van Hollen says, well, he should just have to go, that's all. He has to go. It's an amazing concept.
Yeah. The argument here is that the Democrats can let in millions, and they did, millions of illegal aliens, many of them with criminal backgrounds, many of them terrorists, many of them that seek to do us harm. They can let them in, ollie-ollie income free, in waves, in waves of invasion type of hordes of invaders. And when it comes time for us to round them up and get them out, each of them is supposed to get a due process hearing?
Well, due process hearings are different from being in a court of law. And that's one thing that people don't fully understand. The administration is saying, yes, we're giving the due process that is required under the law. That we're not going to say every single one of you 20 million individuals gets to have a panel jury of his peers before we decide whether or not to say goodbye. You know, where are you in this country illegally? If you are, leave.
There's an answer to this, and that would be for Congress, in an effort to reform the courts, get rid of the second district court entirely, which are all these activists, the judges who think they were elected president,
yeah.
Reform the courts, and put in a whole series of immigration courts with immigration attorneys that are open 24-7.
Yeah.
And all they do is they process these people 24-7 to get them out of the country. They would get their due process, but would fast-track all of these deportations.
Seems reasonable, which is why, of course, it'll never happen, Sean.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry. I always use them for my electrical stuff, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. It's summertime now, folks. And now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them online at TimKyleCompany.com. That's Tim, K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, an update on the China trade talks, Iran nuke talks, the Ukraine-Russia peace talks, and the ceasefire talks in Gaza. Big week coming up. 7:30 time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore City police are investigating weekend shootings that left two dead and one injured. On Sunday morning, a 23-year-old woman with gunshot wounds was found inside a vehicle, the 4100 block of Mount Wood Road. That victim was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. On Saturday, two different shootings. One shortly before 7 a.m., a man was shot the 3500 block of 2nd. He was pronounced dead at the scene. And on Saturday night, a man shot in the 4400 block of Bel Air Road. He is in stable condition. Maryland State Highway Administration starting a $378,000 pavement patching project on the JFX. It's expected to last until June. Drivers can expect temporary overnight lane closures between the bridge over light rail tracks near the Baltimore City County line and the I-83 bridge over Old Pimlico Road. Maryland's AG, Anthony Brown, says seven people have been indicted in connection with a series of robberies targeting bank customers. It's also known as bank jugging. Brown says the defendants represent two separate criminal organizations that stole more than $155,000 from 34 victims in Anne Arundel, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties. One group allegedly responsible for 20 robberies and attempted robberies between August of 2023 and January of 2024. Second group surfaced after the first group was arrested, and they allegedly carried out 14 more robberies and attempted robberies for the defendants during the months of May and June. That's May and July 2024. According to investigators, the defendants stalked people who made bank withdrawals, then ambushed and then robbed them. Coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. or possibility number 24, the latest software upgrade, or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speed, or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
M62225. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
7:33 right now. Talk Radio 680. WCBM Pick 3 Lottery 743. Pick 4, 7174. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Police have arrived now on the inner loop. They're just above the ramp here at 795. They're in the left-hand lane with three vehicles involved in this wreck. So again, if you're coming up from Liberty Road, when you get to the bridge at Old Court Road and the ramp at 795, you need to be to the center and the right. They're right there next to the Jersey Wall. They have not yet moved the vehicles from the roadway. The backup now is almost back to I-70 on the inner loop. So we have to factor in that extra time. Looks like we're moving a little bit from an earlier accident on I-70 eastbound after Route 97. Doesn't mean it's gone, but it may mean that it is on the shoulder and the backup was easing just a bit. We have all the normal delays as you're traveling south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got rain on the way, but today only a slight chance of an afternoon shower. 81 the high today. Cloudy with showers tomorrow, 72. Showers and some thunderstorms Wednesday, 75 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your old water heater on its last leg? Replace it before it fails and save up to $1,600 when you choose an Energy Star certified heat pump water heater. BGE also has rebates up to $100 on other appliances. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds concluded a six-game road trip yesterday and had some fun in the sun in Southern California.
Two outs, and here's Gunnar Henderson, who has a double and a run scored.
Henderson way up in the air, deep to right field. It was hit very high, and it's gone!
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson, Henderson's fifth of the year, capped a four-run six. Zach Eflin returned with five innings of two-run ball as Baltimore takes two of three from the last place Angels. 7-3 was the final. After the game, a thankful Zach Eflin.
There's nothing that can replace the feeling of being out there pitching against a different colored uniform with the guys behind me. There truly is no other better feeling, honestly, in life. So I'm more than happy to be back, and I'm ecstatic to be back, but...
Maybe in baseball, but I'm not 100% sure in life. Elsewhere in baseball, a happy Mother's Day indeed it was yesterday for the Young family in Texas.
And a swing, and that's a drive left field. It is gone! Happy Mother's Day! Mrs. Young in attendance and sees older son Josh Young go deep to left field. Standing ovation from the family members behind home plate, and that has to feel great.
I mean, my heart is just exploding. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better Mother's Day gift to watch them live their dream, do what they love.
The interesting thing about that was that the brother, Jace Young, played for Detroit. He was at third base. When his brother, Josh, was rounding third, he patted him on the butt on Mother's Day for the home run. Nicely done down in Texas. The NFL news, the league beginning to release their 2025 schedule this week. News of key matchups will start dribbling out today. We know the Ravens will be at Kansas City and Buffalo on Wednesday. We'll find out exactly when. YouTube, not YouTube TV, is favored to host an NFL game this fall. The Athletic reported over the weekend a billowing smoke signal about the league's intention with streamers. Unlike previous games on Amazon or Netflix, this game would not require a subscription to watch. Caps are on the ice tonight in Carolina. This is almost a must-win for Washington as they trail the Canes 2-1 after a 4-0 loss on Saturday night. Spencer Carberry was asked, the head coach, if he will make any changes to the lineup.
You're tinkering with things this time of year. You have to be careful. You want to make adjustments, but you don't want to go overboard to do something that the group is completely uncomfortable with and haven't utilized through 90 whatever games we've played this year. So that's my job and our staff's job to evaluate, does this make sense to make this change or not?
Puck drops tonight at 7 p.m. The time now is 7:37. When we return, don't give up on the birds just yet.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, I want to wish a happy birthday, by the way, to Jane Charles. Do you know who that is, by any chance? Jane Charles is Stan the Fan's wife.
Oh, okay.
And they had a birthday party on Sunday. And the reason why I bring this up is because at the birthday party was Peter Schmuck, who used to write for the Baltimore Sun baseball.
Sure.
Covered the Orioles. We had a really interesting conversation. He's from California. Grew up an Angels fan, actually. And so we talked about this. You know, everybody's jumping ship on the birds. And I get it. Okay? And everybody gets it. But he said, look, since the advent of the sixth playoff team, the third wild card, do you know what the average number of wins is for that third wild card spot?
No.
It's 85 and a half.
Wow.
Okay? That's not a lot.
Right.
Okay? So the bird, and I look, being the sixth seed isn't great either. Okay?
Right.
But at least you're in.
You get in. Right.
Right, exactly. All the Orioles have to do over the last 126 games is go 71-54. To get that, to get to 86 wins.
Wow.
Okay, now look.
Something to aspire to right there.
Just hear me out. That's a 57% winning percentage. It's not inconceivable. Okay? the division isn't great.
But you're not going to be playing the Angels every season.
No, but they're getting their pitchers back, hopefully. Hopefully they're getting some hitters back, too. You know, Westberg and these guys.
He comes back and he looks good.
So all I'm saying is they just got to play 57% baseball the rest of the way. Are they going to do it? I don't know. But if you're going to jump ship now, I don't think you're giving them a shot.
The magic 85.
Well, we'll see where they are by the All-Star break.
Didn't Arizona go to the World Series with 83 wins a couple years ago or something, if I'm not mistaken? Look, once you get in, it's a whole different ball game. Okay? The 162 doesn't count anymore.
They're not playing baseball anymore?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're not? No.
You get in, it's a whole different game.
It's a whole different game.
Soccer, I guess.
You get four strikes.
This guy.
Right, okay.
Four strikes and three balls.
That's right. All right, thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. So, talking about the, boy, it's going to be a big week. First off, President Trump said he was looking for a total reset to be negotiated with China during those intense tariff talks over the weekend. And we have the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent come out and say that progress had been made.
Good afternoon. I'm happy to report that we made substantial progress between the United States and China in the very important trade talks. First, I want to thank our Swiss host. The Swiss government has been very kind in providing us this wonderful venue, and I think that led to a great deal of the productivity we've seen. We will be giving details tomorrow, but I can tell you that the talks were productive.
So productive that today they've announced that they have suspended reciprocal tariffs. Each will do 10% on each other's country right now while the remaining negotiations ensue. Here's the trade representative, Jameson Greer.
And this was, as the secretary pointed out, a very constructive 2 days. It's important to understand how quickly we were able to come to agreement, which reflects that perhaps the differences were not so large as maybe thought. That being said, there was a lot of groundwork that went into these 2 days. Just remember why we're here in the first place. The United States has a massive $1.2 trillion trade deficit. So the president declared a national emergency and...
So that has to be... Look, China has been waging economic war on the United States for decades. And not kinetic. We want to avoid the kinetic one. But the economic, cultural, political, geopolitical war continues. And so it's in their best interest. They need us more than we need them. So there is hope there. I expect the market to take off today. I would at least think that they would. The China came out and said they've established a consultation mechanism and will conduct further consultations. That's their way of saving face with the Communist Party. As to the Iran nuke talks, doesn't look good, folks. The mullah, Ali Khamenei, endorsing a death to America chant right in front of the nuclear talks. And Ambassador Huckabee is warning that Trump is ready to lead an all-out attack against Iran if the mullahs reject diplomatic solution. What's the diplomatic solution? Iran has been given a choice by President Trump. Blow up your own facilities, yep, or we'll do it for you.
Yeah.
That's the choice. All this other stuff that you read about in the press, it's just kind of window dressing. But that's the choice. Either you dismantle or blow up all your nuclear facilities in Iran, or we're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, what is that? Is it going to include a commercial use of the atoms for, you know, heating and cooling? Because that's what they keep saying.
The enriched uranium.
Yeah.
Trump is starting to doubt whether Ukraine will make a deal with Putin. He's ordered Zelensky to basically go talk with Putin.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're out. We're going to pull out unless you directly go meet with Putin, and the two of you kind of now need to sit down at the table and figure that out. So this is a big week for the Ukraine-Russia talks, and of course, we'll wait and see what comes out of the Middle East.
Yeah.
If there's indeed a ceasefire with Hamas and Israel in Gaza. But I'm telling you, this could be a huge week on a number of fronts coming out of the Trump administration.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Make that call right now, because first we have Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes, and then we'll let you guess.
Well, brought to you as a service to Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Not only did the state police arrive at this wreck on the inner loop at 795, the fire department is there. There's a medic unit there, two state highway trucks, a rollback, all kind of stuff going on. So we went from the left-hand lane being blocked to now only a single lane getting by on the inner loop as you're coming up from Liberty Road. So now the wrecker is getting into place, trying to remove some of these vehicles. But now the backup on the Beltway is going to go from 795 all the way back to Route 40. And now, what's he doing? Okay, now they're holding traffic to get this roll back into place. So goodbye, Beltway on the west side. Goodbye for at least right now, anyway. The ramp from 795 to the inner loop, not affected. You'll come right on that ramp, and you're on your way up to Reisterstown Road and up to Park Heights Avenue. And really, the outer loop is not looking at it so much. I'm surprised that it's not backed up, but it's slow there with the normal delay from that point. The other wreck still slow, Howard County eastbound I-70, the wreck between Route 97 and Route 32. Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner, so get ready now for summer driving additions. Get everything done at Bernese Automotive. Check your tires, belts, hoses, check your coolant, all at Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast for your Monday. Mostly sunny today. Slight chance of a passing shower this afternoon. 81 the expected high. Tomorrow cloudy with rain on and off. 72 Wednesday. Thursday showers and storms are expected as well. Sunny 62 in Pasadena. 59 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Ben in Pikesville is our contestant.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
All right, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm following right behind Chucky.
Right behind Chuck, no matter where he goes.
Wherever he goes, I go.
All right, very good.
Ben, we're on it.
Story one. Museum of Natural History shocked even the liberal Upper West Side parents last week of New York by showcasing an animated film featuring a drag-performing fox and a trans kid with an identity crisis, alongside an exhibit of sea animals. The 8-minute stop-motion animation was entitled Drag Fox. Story two. Unusual terms have been reached between the ceasefire in India and Pakistan. Apparently, the Pakistanis will receive free Geek Squad service for their government agencies, while India gets free rug cleaning and repair service as well.
It's only fair. No, Cuddy.
And story three, things have gotten really bad at D.C. and McDonald's and restaurant there in the Fairfax County, Virginia area. Adults must ring a doorbell for entry into the D.C. McDonald's. In Fairfax County, as they banned under 21-year-olds from indoor dining due to repeated violence among young people. Story one, Parents outraged by trans film for kids of Museum of Natural History. Story 2, unusual terms reached by India, Pakistan in their ceasefire. Or Story 3, and now the doorbell must be rung to gain entry into a Fairfax County McDonald's. All right, Chuck, we'll start with you.
Two.
Chuck goes for two.
Really,
Ben?
Chuck?
Two.
Ben goes for two. Kristen?
Two.
Kristen goes for two. Bruce?
I'm tempted to go with three, the one about the young kids playing violins at McDonald's.
Why don't you just go home?
But I guess I'm going to guess two.
All right, it's unanimous today. The unusual terms in the India-Pakistan ceasefire. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Ben. We'll put
you
on hold and tell you how to get your
prize. All right, Ben,
we did it. All right. Well, we took it easy on you today.
We did it.
That was an easy one.
It was an easy one. We like, I guess we, in the last two or three days, we haven't had listeners win, so we like when listeners win.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been rolling the last 4 or 5 days.
Rolling,
again.
Rolling.
Yeah. You and the Pillsbury Doughboy.
That's nice, Mr. Casey.
You know, it is coming. The big event. The big event, Friday, June 20th, at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's the first annual WCBM Crab Feast and Chuck Roast. How many years are we talking about now? 55?
Guess what? By June 20th, right after that, will be my 56th year.
56 years
wow.
in traffic service. We started the discussions of this back in year 50. So six years. This has been 6 years in the works.
Since COVID.
6 years in the making. Yeah, yep. COVID put a pause on it. But finally, we'll get the Chuck Roast.
It's so exciting for all of us, Chuck.
We have the first roaster has already submitted his video. Marty Bass has submitted his video roast since he won't be able to join us in person. There'll be other video roasters as well. They'll be coming out of the woodwork.
This, we will not be friends after this in some cases, but that's all right.
That's all right. Who needs friends at your age?
That's nice. That's nice.
Well, let's face it, we are your friends.
That's right.
Is that why Loudoun Park keeps calling every day?
Where else would you go? I mean, you know.
Where else am I going?
You got your golf foursome, and then you have us. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it for you, buddy. This is the best that it gets.
It's sad, Mr. Casey. It really is. It's a damn shame. I almost started crying just now.
You know that song?
Because it's 9 o'clock. I just got nothing.
You know that song, The Best Is Yet to Come? No, it's already been here, Chuck.
That's right.
It's done.
Bruce
is going to weigh in. Tell me.
These are the
Monday
best
morning already, making me cry.
All right. Well, see you in a couple then. Let's
all right, I'll see you
save
back
you some tears here. 7:50, 10 before the hour, the best of the morning drive. That wasn't it, folks, but eventually it comes around at some point during the show. You can check it out each and every day. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. It's available at WCBM.com and on our Facebook and Rumble pages.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, a habeas corpus. Will the administration make it go away in some cases? Talk about that. Oh, Maxine Waters being particularly articulate. That's going to be pretty special for us. And Kwesi Mfume calls for whatever Kwesi Mfumi is calling for, because it's going to all happen because he's a liberal Democrat.
By the way, there's a local story. Two Hopkins students, what are they called? The Justice Collective. This is a group of university students and alumni who organized these protests there for the Palestinian plight. Yeah. If you will, and they have this encampment that they put up at Hopkins, and Hopkins police and Baltimore City Police Department were deployed to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of that, of course, you had kids hanging on to poles and so on and so forth. So, and they're now blaming the police because they got injured. They ignored the orders to disperse. And when they physically tore down the encampment, they suffered some minor injuries, so it's police's fault.
Yeah.
And
did the students get injured, or did the Polish people get injured?
The students got injured.
Yeah. Well, they're hanging on to the poles. So.
Hopkins are one of the, among the universities, including Columbia, Harvard, et cetera, are now being targeted for federal anti-Semitism investigations. So, again, we might see the same kind of defunding that Columbia is now going to go through, and Harvard, that Hopkins might have the same problem.
753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Chuck Whitaker has taken care of that whole defunding issue by living a purely barter life. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Remind me to kill you later. The accident on the Beltway on the inner loop. 795, not in the left-hand lane anymore. It's now crowding the right lane. Okay, so everybody's over there now, so they're kind of sticking out in the right lane just a little bit. Back up goes from 795 all the way back to Route 40 West and may even start to back up back towards Frederick Road. So that's a long way up in that inner loop slowing, probably an extra 20 minutes there, if not longer, for the traffic. The rest of the Beltway with the normal delays, nothing out of the ordinary. Both the tunnels are still backed up right around the usual area. Pulaski Highway on 895, almost to Moravia Road on 95, and eastbound I-70 still backed up with the wreck between Route 97 and the bridge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, I may have misheard you, but did you just advocate flouting the law?
Yeah. You law flouter.
When you said to stick it out in the right lane?
Yeah, Chuck. There, sticking out in the right lane.
Exactly. What kind of exhibitionist are you, Chuck?
You really want to know?
Not really.
No, we really don't want to know.
Just... Then why the hell did you ask?
Okay.
Is this a talk station? Do we have opinions? I got an opinion.
Yes, your opinion's breaking up right now.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Eric, where are you?
It's funny. The difference between a crow and a blackbird is these feathers called pinions, and one of them has 9 pinions and one has 8. So basically, it's just a matter of opinion.
There you go, folks.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go hang myself now. See you
in
5 minutes.
I'll be joining you shortly thereafter. Mostly sunny today. Slight chance of passing shower in the afternoon. 81 right now, sunny, and 63 in Stevensville. 61 in Glen Burnie.
Donald Trump, President of the United States of America. This is a wonderful initiative. We'll see exactly how many people take advantage of this. He announced the official opening of basically fly me to the moon. Fly me anywhere except to the U.S. If you're illegal, just tell us where you want to go, and you'll go there.
I signed an executive order to launch the first ever self-deportation program for illegal aliens. We are making it as easy as possible for illegal aliens to leave America. Any illegal alien can simply show up at an airport and receive a free flight out of our country. We have also launched a phone app called CBP Home. That's CBP Home. Where illegals can book a free flight to any foreign country. As long as it's not here, you can go anywhere you want.
As long as it's not here, you can go anywhere you want. You know, it's for a lot of illegals, they probably wonder, you know, what's life like in the south of France? Anywhere in the world, folks, if you're illegal, you get yourself out of here and you have a chance of coming back in. But Donald Trump says, if you decide to stay and continue to be an illegal in this country and we catch you, you're never coming back.
What Biden did to this country can never be explained, will never, ever be accepted. Eventually, when the illegals are gone, it will save us trillions of dollars. However, if illegal aliens choose to remain in America, they're remaining illegally and they will face severe consequences. Illegal aliens who stay in America face punishments including significant jail time, enormous financial penalties, confiscation of all property, garnishment of all wages, imprisonment and incarceration, and sudden deportation in a place and manner solely of our discretion.
And that, folks, is carrot and stick. We will fly you home, fly you wherever you want to go, as long as it's not here. But if you stay, here's the downside of that particular decision. That's enough of a stick, Sean, that it seems to me that they just may say, well, you know what? There's too big of a downside for me to stay. I'm gone. I mean, we'll see, but that's the hope.
The only problem, as I see in this, many of these people have spent $5,000, $6,000, upwards of $10,000 they had to pay the cartels to get into this country, and now they're going back out, on a voluntary basis, they get $1,000 and a flight back to where they came from. I don't know if that is an incentive enough, but if they get caught. That's the stick. If you get caught, that's the risk you take. Then you are going to lose everything.
And you'll never come back.
Right.
So it's just interesting because I don't know if a thousand is going to do it, but the downside of losing all your possessions, all the money you have in the bank that you've been working illegally in this country to get. And that's the predicate for that. It seems to me that, there's pretty good reason to think that these people, some may say, I'll go and I'll see if I can get back in.
Well, it was like you did with the federal employees. The first wave of federal employees, they got a sweetheart deal. They got, 75,000 out of the almost 3 million. Second wave, the deferred resignation, he got even more. So it's a phase. They're doing as much as they can to get others out before they have to go in and forcibly remove them. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman are there for you 24/7. Should you be involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. It's the little things that add up, the things that they do on a daily basis at the firm, that they will take care of everything from soup to nuts when it comes to your accident. And, of course, that involves so many different things, insurance companies, medical issues, if your car's been totaled, it's called diminution of value. Most firms don't touch that because there's really no billable hours in it. But it is a holistic approach that Michael's been doing for over 40 years. Michael, Marcia, his wife, his son Stephen, his daughter-in-law Rachel Alpert Friedman, all the other associate attorneys. And don't forget the personal injury app. It's available at the website, maflaw.com. You download it, you have it. It's there should you ever need it. You can take pictures, you can interview witnesses, and then it gets downloaded into the servers at the law firm. They can begin working on your case almost immediately. Remember, the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, maflaw.com.
It's 8 o'clock.
The right choice for Maryland.
To be a Mic 1 feature.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After weeks of an escalating trade war between the U.S. and China, the two countries have agreed to suspend most tariffs for 90 days. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent made the announcement in Switzerland early this morning.
We have reached an agreement on a 90-day pause and substantially moved down the tariff levels. Both sides on the reciprocal tariffs will move their tariffs down 115%.
That means President Trump's 145% tax on Chinese imports will drop to 30%, and China's tariffs on American goods will go down to 10%. The news is being well received on Wall Street. Stock futures soaring this morning, Dow futures up over 1,000 points. Hamas says it will release the last living American-Israeli hostage being held in Gaza.
Hamas says Idan Alexander will be freed on Monday as a goodwill gesture to the Trump administration. Meanwhile, at least 5 children and 4 women were among those killed in the strike on a school in the Jabalia area, the Gaza Health Ministry's emergency service says, adding a number of people were wounded. The attack came as President Donald Trump heads to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates this week. I'm Charles Delavesme.
Indian and Pakistan authorities say there are no reported incidents of firing along the heavy militarized region between their countries overnight. The first time in recent days there has not been shooting at each other. House Republicans are proposing at least $880 billion in cuts to Medicaid to cover the cost of $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. Democrats warn of lost health coverage. Details at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It looks like there's a new problem on the JFX. We're just getting some information. Southbound, it looks to be between Northern Parkway and Cold Spring Lane. Fire department just arriving there. Two vehicles are involved. So if you're coming south of Ruxton Road, you're coming down through the city-county line, going to be a problem. There may be a rescue underway there as well. So that will be the new problem now on one of the interstates around the area. The wreck on the interloop near the bridge at 795 still there. It's crowding the right lane. Delays on the Beltway coming up from 795 all the way back to the ramps at Route 40. I'm sure the ramps from 70 inbound to the inner loop of the Beltway are also backed up. We're still slow from the early morning accident. The backup's still there. Eastbound I-70 still slow. The wreck is between Route 97 and Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got rain on the way, but today only a slight chance of an afternoon shower. 81 the high today. Cloudy with showers tomorrow, 72. Showers and some thunderstorms Wednesday, 75 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Middle River has 56 degrees. Reisterstown has 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland AG Anthony Brown says seven people have been indicted in connection with a series of robberies targeting bank customers, also known as bank jugging. Brown says the defendants represent two separate criminal organizations that stole more than $155,000 from 34 victims in Anne Arundel, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties. One group allegedly responsible for 20 robberies and attempted robberies between August 2023 and January 2024. Second group surfaced after the first group was arrested, and they allegedly carried out 14 robberies and attempted robberies from May through July of 2024. According to investigators, the defendants stalked people who made bank withdrawals, then ambushed and robbed them. It is Preakness Week as the horse racing world gets ready for the running of the second jewel of the Triple Crown here at Pimlico. This year features the inaugural Preakness Festival, along with traditional Preakness-related events. Some of the highlights include today's Governor's Open Golf Tournament at the Baltimore Country Club, followed by Tuesday's Jock and Blues Celebration honoring George Spider Anderson. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is reacting to last week's arrest of Newark, New Jersey Mayor Ross Baraka. Mayor Scott says the shocking arrest outside a private immigration detention facility is a blatant attempt to intimidate those willing to, quote, stand up for their communities against the unjust and potentially illegal actions of the Trump administration. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Pick three lottery numbers, 743. Pick four, 7174. Next, it's Silent Sports.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff, styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software, upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by Gig Speed. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds had a different look to them yesterday offensively against the Angels. Yeah, they got the long ball from Gunner in the sixth, but Maverick Hanley was also in the lineup for Baltimore.
They're at third base. Hanley belts it to left field. Ward is there, makes the catch. Rivera tags, and Rivera scores. So Maverick Hanley has his first RBI in the big leagues.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Hanley added a squeeze bunt to play to run in the sixth. The Birds' first since 2021. Baltimore goes on for a 7-3 series clinching win over Los Angeles behind five innings of two-run ball from Zach Eflin.
You know, getting the guy over, getting him in, capitalizing on mistakes, sack fly, sack bunts, suicide squeeze. We played a really good brand of baseball today, and I think that's going to be our identity moving forward.
Hopefully so. Birds off today, begin a six-game homestand tomorrow at 6:35 against the Twins. While winning back-to-back titles is hard enough, three-peats are reserved for the greatest teams in sports history. Well, Harford Community College lacrosse has joined that group. The Fightin' Owls, not to be confused with the Fighting Irish or the Fightin' Blue Hens of Delaware, beat Nassau Community College 20-10 yesterday to claim their third straight NJCAA title. That's the National Junior College Athletic Association. Congratulations to 11th-year head coach Aaron Verardi and his staff, who have turned HCC into the nation's premier JCC program. The time now, or I should say coming up in 30 minutes, the greatest calls in Preakness history. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the Deputy Chief of Staff, perhaps maybe even the new National Security Advisor, Stephen Miller, floating the possibility of suspending habeas corpus. Maxine Waters is at it again, but a top story is, so are lunatic Democrat Marxists here in the state of Maryland. Kwesi Mfume, Chris Van Hollen, and Angela Alsobrooks are demanding for the arrests of President Trump and Elon Musk and the resignation of RFK Jr. Here is Kwesi Mfume.
Well, Article 1, there are powers that are reserved for the Congress on tariffs that the president has just decided that he would take, on appointments on agencies that he doesn't have control over.
All right, so Article 1, of course, deals with Congress. Article 1, Section 8, deals with the enumerated powers of Congress. If Congress isn't going to do their job, then the president, under the Constitution, has the authority not to make law, but take existing law and to, under his executive order, under his Article 2 powers, to facilitate and or, spend it as, you know, as he deems fit, to try to get the law to work. In this particular case, I don't remember Kwesi Mfume getting upset when Joe Biden, Chairman Joe, failed to execute his Article 2, Section 3 powers, which state that the laws be faithfully executed, that he, meaning the president, shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Well, that wasn't happening on the immigration laws. So that would have been, of course, you can't arrest a president. The Supreme Court has said that while they're sitting president. So this is just politics, folks. That's all it is politics. And once again, here is Mfume talking about the alleged assault being conducted on the Constitution.
You know, it may sound crazy or ludicrous, but they really are guilty of outright assault on the Constitution. Assault and battery. And we deserve better than that.
No, we all know this is Democrat projection. The Democrats have been committing assault and battery on our Constitution now for decades. Decades. And finally, we're getting people in to try to... Again, this is why they nominate the kind of activist, anti-constitutionalist to the bench.
Yeah.
To the federal bench, because that is assault and battery. And, of course, and then Mfume warns about the coming monarchy.
And so every article that vests powers within the Congress has to be protected. Otherwise, we're going to have a monarchy.
Here's the thing. You had control of the House and the mm-hmm. Senate during mm-hmm. the Biden years, at least for a part of it. And you could have done anything. Well, you could have fixed it. You had the president. You could have fixed it. You could have fixed it under Obama. You didn't do it. You could have fixed it under Biden. You didn't do it. So you had the Article I power. If you're going to shirk your responsibilities, then shame on you.
Yeah.
Coming up, we'll hear from Chris Van Hollen and from Angela Alsobrooks as well.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we're back down to both the Harbor Tunnels and again, pretty much the normal delay. It's 895 at Eastern Avenue and the Erdman Avenue ramp, 95 stop and go beginning around Moravia Road down through Eastern Avenue. So 20 to 25 minutes with the traffic moving slowly. Everybody's moving. We're looking now at the junction. Very dry, very nice. Sun's out here, 95 Russell Street, 395 right at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. We've had our problems this morning on I-70 eastbound. The wreck's still there between Route 97 and Route 32. That backup is still there. Some lanes are getting by. We had the wreck on the Beltway at one point. Left-hand lane, inner loop at 795. They were now crowding the right lane on the inner loop. Same area. The backup there comes all the way up from Frederick Road, Route 40, and from I-70 through that area. The rest of the Beltway is at the normal delay. JFX, we have no cameras here, but the report of the accident is, and then the medic unit kind of left, I think, southbound JFX between Cold Spring Lane and 28th Street, Druid Park Lake Drive. So in that area south of the Pepsi sign, that's where the accident is. I looked at the city county line coming in. It's not backed up there, but may back up south of Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today, slight chance of passing shower this afternoon, 81. Right now, sunny, 62 in Middle River, and it is 64 in Arnold. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time to see which lefty has lost it, so please let's head to the circus. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring. As the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps somebody who's decided he doesn't really like DEI at all. And this somebody happens to be a member of the DNC, and he was a high-ranking position in the DNC, but he's a he, you see, and that seems to be a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, here's David Hogg.
We have a gender balance rule at the DNC because, of course, we do. Frankly, I don't even know if it makes sense for us to have the gender balance rule anymore in this day and age because I want to focus on whoever's just best at the job. That's my own view.
Okay. In other words, I have the job. I must be the best at it. It doesn't matter if I'm violating the rules of the DNC because I have the job and I'm best at it. So to hell with all that DEI stuff I've been touting for the last handful of years. It's all about me now. All about me, me, me. And why don't we stop talking about me and you talk about me for a while? Yeah. Thanks, David. Now I know exactly how large a hypocrite you are. Get out of here.
That's why we refer to him as David Camera Hog.
Wow.
That's all he wants is the publicity. It's great to watch Democrats. You got James Carville out there saying to Ilhan Omar and AOC,
leave.
Leave. Get the hell out of the party and stop conducting war on white people.
Yeah.
This is just too rich. So
Yeah, Carville ran the numbers. I saw somebody last week. He said there are roughly, 70 million adult males who will vote in the upcoming election. And by attacking white males, they're alienating around 35 million of them.
Yeah.
And the math doesn't work out very well for the Democrats if you begin your campaign by demonizing 35 million potential voters.
Yeah, that's number one. Number two, all these 80-20 issues that they're on the wrong side of.
Oh, really?
You know, whether it be illegal aliens. And now, after what happened over the weekend at the Newark ICE facility, where you got the Newark mayor who's running for governor. Did I mention that? He is Ross Baraka. Ross Baraka went. And we tried to bust into an ICE facility. First off, he's not a member of Congress. He's claiming they don't have a building permit. So he was trying to shut him down.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But all this week, he talked about it all week long. And there were pre-printed signs. They had everybody show up. This is this Democrat street theater. It's a pure political stunt. And he got arrested. He got arrested because he did criminal trespass on an ICE facility. And he was asked to leave. He wouldn't leave. Wouldn't comply. And, of course, no man is above the law. And if you're not going to follow a lawful order under the color of authority, then you're going to be arrested. And he was arrested. And then we saw members of Congress also body slam and push people around. I'd like to see when their arrest warrants are going to be issued. Are you listening, Attorney General Bondi? And also Ilhan Omar. When is she going to be investigated for immigration fraud?
Yeah.
You know, so it's time to hold these people accountable. Look, these are the people that launched lawfare against President Trump. And again, these, if you're going to violate the law, and look, they can have congressional oversight. No one's saying you
sure.
can't. Do you remember?
There's a process.
Do you remember when Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar and Matt Gaetz and all went to the D.C. gulag? You know, when they were denied entry. They were denied. They didn't try to storm into the building. They had to go through the proper perks and protocols of what the that was a federal facility.
Right.
This is a private facility, so it's a little bit different. But it's still sort of they will allow you in if you make an appointment.
Yeah.
And you go through the communications office or the press office. You just don't show up and storm the gates. And that's exactly what the Democrats did. But why did they do it? They were asking them to release criminal, murderers, rapists, back into the communities in which they're supposed to serve their constituents. I mean, look at how wrong the path the Democrat Party has chosen.
And they do it unerringly. It is amazing. By the way, I heard a rumor, and I may be wrong on this, but over the weekend I heard that Ross Baraka's original name was like John Smith, but he took on the full name was Ross Baraka Obama Lama. So I may be mistaken on that, but that's what I heard.
Yeah. I don't
Baraka Obama Lama.
Trace his family tree. See where it comes from. Probably very similar. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. I want to tell you about a good buddy, Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Of course, Vinny, I think what most impressive about, besides the database of tens of thousands of buyers that are available, ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, are the different programs that Vinny has to help you sell your home. For instance, there's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program. You can sell it and stay in it for 12 months, okay? All the details I'll let Vinny discuss with you, but that might be something amenable or something you might be interested in. There's the Trade Your Home In program, like you do a car.
Mm-hmm.
You trade it in for a new home. Vinny has got all the details there as well. And then there's the Fixer Upper program. You know, a lot of people, their home needs a little bit of tender, loving care, if it's an older home or whatever, and you don't feel like sinking all the time and effort into that. Well, Vinny will do that for you, and then they just subtract the expenses out of the sale of the home when you're done. So, look, they try to make it really easy for you when you're selling your home with Vinny Steele. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and that's with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100%, to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410 410- 866-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Just look at it. Look at the people like Chris Van Hollen and Kwesi Mfume and Johnny Zero and Angela Alsobrooks. They could be working with the president to make our state, your community, our communities better. To get the criminal illegal aliens like Brego Garcia out of this area. The guys that are beating up their wives, that are trafficking in human beings. And there's no doubt about that, folks. But instead, they're using this due process charade to try to get these people back into the country, back out on the streets where they're going to plague, and their predatory behavior is going to ruin it. And we'll talk about this a little bit later on, but we have it again here in the state of Maryland with their embracing juvenile thugs.
Yep.
Finally, a 69-year-old Howard County woman has died as a result of four thugs stealing a car in PG County, crashing into her head-on on Friday. And again, there is blood on the hands of their policies here in the state of Maryland.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck eastbound I-70 after Route 97 is cleared. That's getting better now towards Route 32. The wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway at 795 is also cleared. The outer loop is basically crawling from that point just south of Reisterstown Road, and it goes all the way down through the ramps at Route 40 before it finally gets better. The inner loop was still hurting a little bit coming up from I-70 and through the ramps at Liberty Road. That was because of the wreck that we had earlier up around the bridge at 795. Parkville side of the Beltway, that's been slow, about the usual area from Bel Air Road around to Providence Road. JFX, the wreck is between the Pepsi sign and Druid Park Lake Drive, 28th Street southbound. There were some injuries involved. We had the fire department there, and it looks like now, and of course, like we say, the cameras do not work, have not worked since, I don't know what, COVID, I'm not even sure, southbound between Northern Parkway and North Avenue. So the only camera that we have coming south is at the city county line. Give me one second here. And we're still clear right there. So it looks like the slowdown is going to be between Northern Parkway and 29th Street southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Weather channel says mostly sunny, slight chance of passing shower this afternoon, 81 the expected high. Sunny, 63 in Dundalk. It's 62 in Ellicott City, 825. And Senator Angela Alsobrooks now says she's sick of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We'll get to her in just a second. But first up, Senator Van Hollen says he agrees with Kwesi Mfume. It's time for gotta arrest Trump and get Elon Musk, get put him in cuffs too.
So look, there's no doubt that Donald Trump is, you know, violating the Constitution.
Yeah, there's great doubt.
There's no doubt.
There was no doubt about Joe Biden. Where were you then, Chris? You know, when he was opening up our borders to millions. And then when 400,000 children went missing, many of them being trafficked to sex, rings and human slave labor, et cetera, drug cartels. Where were you, Chris? Where was your conscience then?
Well, more interested in people outside his state rather than inside his state, it seems. You know, if they're in the state of Venezuela, he might be interested in talking to them.
So Maryland's freshman Senator Alsobrooks is calling for Kennedy, the Health and Human Services Secretary, to resign as she announced the resolution of no confidence against him at this rally in Bethesda over the weekend. Sick of it, rally. I tell you, we're sick of the Democrat Party. We are sick of you constantly taking the sides of criminal illegal aliens, juvenile thugs, and murderers and rapists that are released back out of the streets. That's what we're sick of. We're sick of you of ignoring our Constitution, ignoring our laws, all for political stunts because you crave power so much. So Alsobrook's going to file this resolution. It's about a 15-page resolution where she lists all the things that, you know, the vaccine, the autism stuff, and, you know, the food dyes, and she is obviously just, again, look, these people are in the pockets of Big Pharma, Big Food, okay? There's a lot of political contributions, and we'll see what happens today at 9 o'clock in about 35 minutes when President Trump is going to sign the executive order on reducing prescription drug and pharmaceutical prices. Okay? That's because there's a lot of TV stations that won't criticize them, because if you turn on a TV station, I would say 30% of them are from pharmaceutical ads.
Mm-hmm.
So they're reluctant to criticize or put anybody on those TV stations that will criticize. And that's why I know a lot of Republicans that aren't allowed on Fox and perhaps even Newsmax, because they're critical of the pharmaceutical companies. And that's because they take so much of their money. Same thing here with Alsobrooks and some of the other Democrats and some Republicans. This is an equal opportunity.
Bipartisan here.
Yeah, because there are a lot of Republicans that have taken the money as well. And our health has been sold down the river in the name of Big Food and Big Pharma. It's the reason why we have some of the unhealthiest people in the world. You go to other countries, their food tastes different. It tastes better. You don't feel bloated and sick after you eat, in many cases, because of these processed foods, the ultra-processed foods and the like.
It's funny, my wife went to Portugal a couple of years ago with our sister-in-law. They had a wonderful week traveling around. One thing you noted, you go into even a McDonald's, and the quality of the food is different, that there's fresh baked goods there, that there's usually always a couple of different kinds of soup you can choose from, fresh soup, that it's a specifically different experience than going through the drive-through lane at Mickey D's here.
Yeah. And that's all got to change if we're going to be take care of our children, the future generations of this country. It's 8:29. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman there for you 24/7. You know, Michael and Stephen, you've heard them every Tuesday morning. They come on the air and they tell, I think, success stories of their clients. And these are the clients that have contacted them that they have represented, and cautionary tales. Look, the best defense is a great insurance policy. And so make sure that you are properly protected when you get that insurance policy out. Review it. Make sure you have proper coverages for the underinsured and the uninsured. So what does that mean? That means that the person that hits you that doesn't have enough insurance, and the person that hits you that doesn't have any insurance, even though it's against the law in the state of Maryland, there are still people that drive through the state that have no insurance, or people who flout the law. And let's face it, I don't think it's a big priority for state authorities. So get that insurance policy out. Review it. Any questions, call Michael. 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7203. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Brandon Scott is reacting to last week's arrest of Newark, New Jersey Mayor Ross Baraka. And Mayor Scott says the shocking arrest outside a private immigration detention facility is, quote, a blatant attempt to intimidate those willing to stand up for their communities against the, quote, unjust and potentially illegal actions of the Trump administration. Mayor Scott says each overstep from the administration damages the fabric of the country's values. Baltimore City Police investigating weekend shootings that left two dead and one injured. On Sunday morning, a 23-year-old woman with gunshot wounds found inside a vehicle 4100 block of Mountwood Road. She was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. On Saturday night, a man was shot the 4400 block of Bel Air Road. He's in stable condition. And shortly before 7 a.m. Saturday, first thing in the morning, a man was shot the 3500 block of 2nd Street. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Maryland State Highway Administration is starting a $378,000 pavement patching project on the JFS. Now, it's expected to last until June. Drivers can expect temporary overnight lane closures between the bridge over the light rail tracks near Baltimore City County Line and the I-83 bridge over Old Pimlico Road. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says seven people have been indicted in connection with a series of robberies targeting bank customers, also known as bank jugging. He says the defendants represent two separate criminal organizations that stole more than $155,000 from 34 victims in Anne Arundel, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's County. And it's Preakness Week as the horse racing world gets ready for the running of the second jewel of the Triple Crown. It's got, of course, it's the coming weekend. Pimlico this year features the inaugural Preakness Festival along with traditional Preakness-related events. Some of the highlights include today's Governor's Open Golf Tournament at the Baltimore Country Club, followed by Tuesday's Jock and Blue celebration honoring George Spider Anderson. 8:32, coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three lottery numbers, 743. Pick four, 7174. And now, at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, slowing now coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, especially the left tunnel. There is a wreck southbound on 95 right before 395, and they're kind of crowding the left side of the roadway. I think this medic unit or whatever this is trying to get over to the shoulder because there is another vehicle involved on the right shoulder, same area. So the Fort McHenry Tunnel will get the impact, and they're kind of looking at it. So once you come out of the tunnel, you'll be impaired here for a couple of minutes, just waiting to see what this emergency truck does in the center lane. Right now, he's there. JFX, you're going to have slowing from Northern Parkway down to a wreck between Falls Road, the Pepsi sign, and 28th, 29th Street southbound. There are several minor accidents in the city. Madison Street at Central Avenue, Dr. King at Utah Street downtown, and now on Wabash Avenue, pretty close to the intersection at Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got rain on the way, but today only a slight chance of an afternoon shower. 81 the high today. Cloudy with showers tomorrow, 72. Showers and some thunderstorms Wednesday, 75 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Qualifying small business customers can get an energy efficiency analysis from BGE at no additional cost. You'll get easy-to-follow recommendations to help you save. To request an appointment, visit bgesmartenergy.com/smallbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greenbin Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds are off tonight. Begin a three-gamer with the Twins tomorrow night at Camden Yards. With perhaps some light at the end of the tunnel, Zach Eflin back on the hill yesterday for Baltimore. And despite a rocky first, settled down to go five complete in a 7-3 win.
It was kind of weird, honestly. Two quick outs and then kind of lost a little bit, but felt like I rebounded fine. Thought Matt did a great job of leading me, and he called a great game and really just followed his lead the whole time.
Mav, of course, is Maverick Hanley, the backup catcher with two runs batted in yesterday for Baltimore. NHL tonight, Caps are on the ropes, trailing Carolina 2-1 after getting blown out in Game 3, 4-0. Head coach Spencer Carberry asked if he'll change things up in Game 4.
You're tinkering with things this time of year. You have to be careful. You want to make adjustments, but you don't want to go overboard to do something that the group is completely uncomfortable with.
Puck drops tonight at 7 p.m. NCAA lacrosse tournament action. On the men's side, number 2 Maryland advances. We'll take on Georgetown in a quarterfinal this weekend. Towson's season ended at Princeton on Saturday. On the women's side, it wasn't a great day for the Baltimore area. Maryland, Hopkins, Loyola, and Navy were all beaten. No Maryland teams are left in the women's tournament. the IAAM High School Lacrosse Championships. This is on the girls' side, A Conference, Maryvale over Spalding. The Lions earning their first title since 2002. B Conference, Mount DeSales notches its first title ever, 15-8 over Mercy. C Conference, Annapolis Area Christian pulls away from Catholic, 20-11. And finally, Preakness Week 150 starts today. In honor of the race, we take a look back at five of the most memorable moments slash greatest calls in Preakness history. Today, coming in at number five, take you back to 2012. I'll Have Another had won the Derby, but Preakness bettors were doubling down on the Derby runner-up, Bodie Meister. Columbus with the great call, and indeed it was. I'll Have Another coming back for the win. I'll Have Another, by the way, was scratched from the Belmont Stakes, ending his bid for the Triple Crown. The time now is 8:37. When we return, Bill Belichick is at it again.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member in Recipic.
Question.
Yes.
Shouldn't the Maryvale women be called the Lionesses?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, now that you say that, yeah, you're probably right.
Is it Zoe Saldana? Is that the actor, the female actor's
yes.
name? In Lioness?
Oh, in Lioness.
TV, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I stand corrected. Well, you know what? I'm going to call them.
Actually, are they called the Lions or the Lionesses?
I mean, you're sitting corrected right now. If you stand corrected, go ahead and stand.
In the article, you know, that I quoted from, it was called the Lions. Okay. They were called the Lions.
All right.
Yeah.
Just a question.
Yeah.
Just a question.
But you know what I like about that, Sean? You listen.
I do.
Yeah.
Every word.
You really do.
Every word.
Yeah. I feel like I'm under the microscope. First of all,
it's
the,
only because you are.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, on the horse racing call, being a play-by-play guy myself, that to me, those horse racing calls down the stretch are the most exciting thing in sports calling history. Because I mean, those, it's like instant. It's not like, you know, it's not like a game. It's not like, you know, a fourth quarter or something. I mean, it's like right there,
right.
That last second. And I don't know how Larry Kalmus does it. I mean, it's he does it terrific.
There's so many great, you know, the "Do You Believe in Miracles?" Yes, by Al Michaels. I remember Doc Emmerich when he was around. Hockey's a really tough game to call. As is lacrosse. You have a fast game like that. And if you're calling a horse race, especially one that's in the stretch, you got two or three horses that are trying to. It takes a special skill to do that properly.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, even the greatest on ice, you know, the greatest miracle or whatever call, that's over the course of a whole game.
Right.
I understand the final call was the final call, but this is a 2-minute affair,
yes.
And you got to be on it from jump. You
right.
know, and
from start to finish.
Right.
Yeah.
On the Bill Belichick thing, he's doing an interview now with Michael Strahan at ABC. This is a few weeks after the debacle over at CBS. What's interesting is Michael Strahan's final game in the NFL was a Super Bowl win over Bill Belichick and the Patriots. That was when David Tyree caught the ball against the helmet.
Yeah. Is so, Belichick's handler going to be there?
More than likely.
Hasn't North Carolina banned her?
No, they've now accepted her.
Oh, they've accepted her.
They've accepted her back.
Wow.
Yeah, it's probably in Bill's contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just...
Probably thought
this story's...
She finished third, by the way, at Miss Maine Pageant.
Third?
That was this weekend. Yeah, she finished third.
Really?
Yes.
What did Bill have to say about that?
He didn't care. They were doing beach poses and stuff.
Right. He was just happy to be there.
He was. Yep. Thanks, Gary. It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Joe Biden, just a little recap of for those who missed it, Joe Biden was on The View this past week. And I put together just a brief sample of the wit and wisdom of Joe Biden as those who are really paying attention heard.
I'm not being facetious. I'm being deadly honest about that. And I think that...
The...
It... you remember, we put together a commission.
You see what I mean? You just can't match that level of articulateness anywhere.
Maxine, I'm begging you, please step down in me. Maxine, how much more are you gonna steal from me?
Well, maybe not everywhere, but there may be one individual who would give Joe Biden a good run for his money.
I've long held about safeguarding our nation's consumers from scams that inundated the crypto industry, that adversaries and criminal organizations. You should stand by these foundational principles and instead vow to hand Crump the authority.
What the hell is she talking about?
Agencies would draft rules that would be sent straight to Trump, which is the parent company of Truth Social.
Truth Social. Remember Truth Social, don't you? A little more from Maxine. Quote unquote, here's Maxine.
Trump once told reporters here in the Lehigh Valley that they know, quote, better than almost any place in the country, quote unquote, how global trade has, quote, outsourced their industries, quote unquote, and, quote, wiped out their steel mills, quote unquote, and, quote unquote.
Thank you, Maxine.
I'm torn. Either she needs new teeth or a new brain. I'm just torn.
Quote, unquote. 843, Talk Radio 680. WCBM. Once again, here's Chuck, quote, unquote, Whitaker.
There's a guy who used to work with us when I worked for the city years ago. I was talking at a meeting one time. He walked over and said he always got lunch for us. He says, pardon me, Chuck, pardon me for protruding, but... I said, we'll have to cancel the meeting now. I never forgot it. That's been 50 years ago. Pardon me for protruding, but that's all right. The wreck on 95 South, 395, is actually on both shoulders, on the left shoulder and the right shoulder, and they're looking at it coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are open, but there's activity on the right and on the left-hand side. So that's the late reason for the backup as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Once you clear that, you're good towards the Beltway on the southwest side. Wreck on the JFX also now on the shoulder, but still slow, south of the Pepsi side, coming in towards 29th Street southbound. Unbelievable. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a sunny day today. Slight chance of a passing shower later, 81. And then tomorrow, clouds with rain on and off. Actually, next couple of days, a really good chance of showers and storms through Thursday. So today looks to be your best day of the week so far. Right now, it is 64 and sunny in Severn, 64 in Parkville. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
All right, a mom and son in Texas were in the same graduating class this past Friday.
That's cool.
Kyle and Brandy Fields both earned graduate degrees from TCU in Fort Worth. Here they are talking about graduating college together.
I'm feeling excited, a little bit nervous. So it's been fun to attend tailgates with him, to see him in action at his sporting events. All the stars aligned perfectly. The first for us and our family, you know, graduate degrees, mother, son. It was pretty fun for him to say, hey, I got us matching shoes for us to wear to our graduation ceremony. And I was like, wow, I'm not too old to wear these, but okay, if you think I can rock it, we'll try it.
I loved my mother dearly. I really did. I just don't know if it would have been a good idea to matriculate at the same college at the same time.
Yeah.
different. She was just attending class and graduated, but I don't know if mom needed to be around the entire time. I mean, that's part of the process of growing up and separating. But anyway, kudos to them. They found a way to make it work. A lot of people were talking about Charles Barkley, the former NBA star player. He has waded into the trans waters, if you will, of biological males competing as women. And here's what he had to say.
Men should not play sports against women. I'm not going to get into all the bullshit that's going on out here in the world today. If anybody thinks that, I think they're stupid. I'm not, like I say, I support the gay community 100%. I support the transgender community 100%. But I do not, under any circumstances, under zero, think that men should play sports against women. And if anybody have a problem with that, they're going to have to get over it. Because I'm not going to change my... I'm not going to change. I just think it's wrong, period.
Yeah, can you imagine a Caitlin Collins? And I think she's a marvelous basketball player for in the WNBA. Going against Barkley? I mean, there's no point in
that. She might be able to beat Barkley now.
Now? Yeah.
But here's the thing. He says, I support the trans community 100%. Well, not really. Because the trans community supports biological males competing as women. So you may want to drop that percentage down a little bit there, Charles. But look, I agree with his sentiment. I agree exactly. It's stupid. You just don't do it. And this, again, another one of these 80-20 issues. Democrats want biological men competing as women, interfering in women's privacy in college locker rooms, the restrooms, the dressing rooms, and in the sport themselves. To the point Friday we played clips of Peyton McNabb, the volleyball player who had a brain injury.
Yeah,
based on and of course there, the left's response was, well, it wasn't so much it was a male spiking the ball, it's the spike itself.
Oh, I see.
So we should ban spiking in college volleyball and not the men who are pretending to be women.
What idiocy!
Yeah. It's liberal illogic, and it's now, that's why they say liberalism is a mental disorder, because it is.
Well, you know, Rush used to say that at some point the NFL would become all flag football. And this is, you know, they want to kind of gentle it up some. The NFL is a bunch of big guys doing big, hard things to one another. And the idea of, well, now we're going to change this.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I play college football, okay? I've never played in the NFL or professional, but I have been on the field during games, and the level of violence that happens on the field, the speed of the game, the physicality of the game, it is, unless you've been on that field, but you're watching on television.
They all seem the same.
Yeah,
but when there's no comparison with human beings.
Field, it is a violent, violent game, and there's no place for women ever. In the National Football League. If they want to start their own league, fine. Yeah, they'll have to compete against their own, but not with, because somebody will get killed. There's no doubt about it. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, Stephen Miller floats the, look at suspending habeas corpus. And Ana Paulina Luna wants has introduced a bill to repeal a very big government act. We'll tell you which one. She's after. Coming up next. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Rob Carson on the radio, and now we got a Pope named Rob. All hail Pope Rob. Now, on a serious note, is Robert Francis Prevost named the new Pope, will become the Francis successor following 2 days of voting inside the Sistine Chapel. He's from Chicago. This country that's been around 250 years, our 250th anniversary coming up, and we now have a Pope from the United States of America. That is remarkable.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Da Pope.
I see all the memes, the Chicago memes with Pope Leo.
Yes.
I mean, they're really, really funny.
Yes, almost
as funny as Rob changing his name to Leo Carson.
Yes.
This afternoon from noon to 3.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's that kind of identifying with famous people thing we all do. Yeah, right, Sean Hannity?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. Which Sean came first?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It would be me.
The chicken or the egg? Yeah.
Because he's a little bit younger.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like only 35.
Well, he's even younger.
Okay. 853, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. A man who has been around, well, I don't know, since he blew off that guy named Marconi. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
People don't know this about Chuck, but he actually had, he started donkey traffic.
Yeah.
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 Back, yeah, look, back. I'm still working with two asses in the morning.
I gave it to you, and you hit it out of the park. Way to go.
You did. You threw a slur.
I did.
And it's now in the upper deck. 465 feet. That ball is gone.
It's gone? It's gone?
It's gone.
Yeah. Got to get Trump to call a baseball game sometime.
Oh, that'd be funny. Gone.
Okay.
Okay.
95 South, the accident vehicles on both shoulders at 395 right at Camden Yard. So they're looking at it, and everybody coming out of the tunnel, it's just kind of slow. It's still backed up on 95 just to the top of the hill at the O'Donnell Street ramp. So with that, that's a 15 to 20 minute delay. 895 gets the word that there's a backup on 95. They're backed up again right around the Erdman Avenue ramp. So there's nothing major wrong. We have traffic going through, but it's just the fact that we have accident vehicles in the median and also on the right side at Camden Yards. JFX, you should be recovering from the accident near 29th Street southbound. Beltway still slow. Parkville side through Pikesville, and the west side is still 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Your Weather Channel forecast, mostly sunny, slight chance of a passing shower this afternoon, 81 right now, 65 in Glen Burnie, and it's 62 in Reisterstown. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day yesterday.
I did. Thank you so much. I was living my best life yesterday. Yeah. And, of course, Olivia,
I saw pictures
so
with you and Mom and Olivia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did make it on the boat.
Of course, yes.
So, you know, it was a perfect weekend for Kim Klasick.
That's my favorite thing to do. I'm telling you, I had a great Mother's Day. So thank you. I appreciate that. Of course, we got lots to talk about.
You can only combine you on the boat and golfing somehow.
I know. I thought about this. Yeah. You know, they have the biodegradable golf balls. You can just hit them right off into the water.
Yeah.
But the boat's probably not big enough for that. So that's the problem.
I think
problem.
You need
that's
a bigger
boat. That's
the dilemma.
Yeah. Of course, we have lots to talk about today. The juveniles that killed the innocent motorist in Howard County. Absolutely despicable. Of course, I was commenting on that all weekend. And then to find out, most of those in the comment section, of course, Democrat voters, they had no idea about the juveniles. Juvenile Justice Reform Act. They have no idea that there aren't really consequences for those that steal cars under the age of 18. They are completely clueless on all of this. And I said, no wonder we keep reelecting the same people. Do you guys just want to take a moment to realize or just look into why we are in this place in the beginning? And people were arguing with me left and right. I had one woman say to me, oh, it's because of the bill that Grassley passed. I said, wait a minute, Grassley on the federal level? What are you talking about? And so it's just so bizarre. But we're going to talk about this because there are a lot of people asking Governor Wes Moore to step in and do something when it comes to Vincent Schiraldi and DJS.
Well, it's just not. He's the leader, and you got Schiraldi. That's his guy. But you also have people like Will Smith, and you had Jill Carter, and you got Luke Clippinger, and
you got a bunch
of Democrats that this is what they want. They do not want to put minorities in any kind of detention facility if they've committed a heinous crime. They want them out on the streets under ankle monitors or whatever the case may be. And we've warned. We've warned for years now that it was going to end badly, and now it has.
Yeah. Yep. So a 69-year-old woman was not able to celebrate Mother's Day. And it is very tragic. We're going to talk about that. Also, Bob Ehrlich is going to join us at 11 a.m., former congressman and governor. We're going to talk to him about the state of Maryland and what he sees on the horizon. There are some people saying that Governor Wes Moore cannot be beat. I want to get his take on that. You know, I think he can be beat. I really think that there are going to be some people that truly do wake up this election cycle. So we'll talk to him. And then, of course, prescription drug prices. We'll talk about that at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
This big executive order.
Big announcement coming up in just about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Is this going to work?
I think it will.
Okay.
You know, but the problem is so much money that comes in from Big Pharma.
Yeah.
That in both parties,
right?
That dominate television advertising, that dominate the political, as you know, because you've raised money.
Yeah.
This is a lot of money that these, and you see pushback already from also Brooks on Kennedy.
Yeah. So we'll talk about all that more.
Okay.
All right. Good
deal.
Well,
stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live coming up next here on the Morning Drive. By the way, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says they're actively looking at suspending habeas corpus on immigration matters as the courts wage war on the executive and legislative branches. It's only happened like, what, four times in history. Other presidents have done it, and it's caused a controversy each and every time.
Every time, yeah.
And Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna has introduced a bill to repeal the USA Patriot Act, and now she's declared war on the surveillance state. It is about time. We don't need it. We should get rid of it.
Yep. Tired of having U.S. citizens spied on? You spoil sport. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, you can assure with both companies, they've been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds or less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing. Great financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
By the way, this Mother's Day footnote from Todd Starnes. There's a school in Michigan, elementary school. They replaced Mother's Day. They didn't like the term because it could be offensive. And now they're calling it Special People Day.
Oh, Lord.
Special People. We're back tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Give me the mic, 1, 2.